Evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than getting bad life coaching advice. That will set you back.
I think that was called my guidance counselor in high school.
So you know what I speak of.
I do.
The number to call in live on Tuesday nights is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. Write it down, put it to memory, tattoo it. If you want to if you want to go to our chat room, the Den Pen, and you are on davinsden.com, click chat and listen live. If you are listening on one of our great affiliates, all you need to do is minimize the radio station you're on. Don't close it.
No.
Just go to davincomedy.com. Go to the Davin's Den page and then click chat and go, and that will put you in the same chat room as everybody else. And you can still listen to the great radio station that you're listening to, because the Den Pen is really the only chat room that we can monitor, because we have so many wonderful affiliates and it would just be a little too much.
It would be pandemonium. I can barely keep up with you guys some nights as it is in one spot. But then again, if you were spread all over the place, oh boy.
That, of course, is the lovely voice of our own Pip Helix.
Why, thank you.
I am, of course, your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and Joe Curry. Joe Curry, a man that we did not see last week. We hope to see this week. We still hope to see Joe Curry this week.
We do.
Right now, as we speak, Joe Curry is using his charm and his brain power and his deductive reasoning to talk his way out of a traffic ticket.
You know, this doesn't bode well.
It bodes well for the show.
Yeah. I know. If you do enjoy him blustering in here all full of piss and vinegar, well, then you're in for it, guys.
Yeah, we don't know what time Mr. Curry's going to be here.
No.
We just know we're going to talk to Joe later on. And you listen, I mean, for Joe's own well-being, you hope he gets off or he pleads it down, which you probably do. But if you're a fan of the show, you're kind of hoping the judge isn't in the mood for his nonsense, and he gets threatened with contempt of court.
All I know is that I had to go to the post office this afternoon to send my taxes in really, really late.
Oh, you are at the buzzer.
Yeah, I know.
We just sent ours in a couple of weeks ago.
I know. This is the day. So I got that off in the mail because we actually owed New York some money. You can get cash back. I was like, I needed 46 cents for a stamp, and you can get up to $50 cash back.
Yeah.
Isn't that bizarre? I'll have a stamp and $50, please.
Poor people do that.
You know what? Yeah, there's a bank across the street.
People do that.
I guess.
But they don't have an account there. They don't have a bank account there.
I guess so. It saves the $3 in fees if you go across the street to the bank and use your ATM, right?
I guess.
I was all excited about that, so I was just filling my purse with lots of money for bail money for Joe.
Ah. I think it's going to be more than $50.
I think
and
so.
And a stamp.
I had to buy a couple stamps. No, I'm kidding.
So, on tonight's show, in just a little bit, we will be talking to the great Tommy Lama. He is a guru, a self-help wizard, if you will. He will give you the advice that can change your life.
I can't wait.
So we've gotten some questions from some fans. If you're in the chat room, you can throw a couple up there if you want. Maybe Pip can jot them down. I don't know if the Tommy Lama will be able to answer everything, but we will certainly see. I know I have had personal issues that the Tommy Lama will help me with. I know you have.
Oh, boy, howdy.
So, and if Joe's not here, everybody who follows the show knows Joe's had one big issue for several months, if not longer, that we will ask for on Joe's behalf. So we got the Tommy Lama coming up. Later on, we are also going to do the top 10 scams on Facebook. And boy, have I seen some of them and fallen for a few.
We'll
get into that.
Yeah, I've seen some of those myself.
And of course, also, we will go to Ghana and check with my lovely girlfriend, Belinda.
Of course, my stories.
Your stories, as you know. The Den Pen, a little torn. Am I scamming them, or am I being scammed? Have I fallen in too deep? Is fake Davin and real Davin now one person madly in love with Belinda? We'll have to find out.
It's sort of like, you know, Superman in the comic books. There's also like the other Superman, the
Bizarro
Superman.
Yes.
So I think there's Davin and Bizarro Davin.
Well, many would argue it's the same.
It depends on the day.
Yeah.
The hour.
Yeah. So we will get into that.
Yes.
This week, I can tell you, will be a table setter for some good stuff next week.
A table setter?
Well, because you know what? I couldn't do all the good stuff I wanted to do with that this week because I don't know Joe's status.
Right.
And, there's, you know, as it was, I pushed things off to a degree last week because, you know, Joe wasn't with us.
Yeah, we got to some stuff, but there are other things that are better with three heads.
This week will be better with Joe next week is necessary for Joe.
Oh.
So,
you know what? My mind is clicking away thinking of what that means.
That is all I was saying. Because as the soap opera that this is, we are always building to something.
I think I know what that means, but I'm keeping my trap shut.
I don't think you know what that means.
I think I do know what it means.
All right, you keep your mouth shut.
My mouth trap.
You keep your mouth trapped. Hey, there's a mouse in that mouth.
Hey, shut your cake hole. What?
That's fine. No. Verbally flog yourself. I will sit back and enjoy.
I enjoyed it too.
Good. Like some good flogging. So, speaking of people that have been flogged, maybe flogged a little too hard. I'm going through my my contacts in my my phone.
Right.
I have a lot of dead people in there.
A lot of dead people?
I shouldn't say a lot. Several. Probably some others that will be dead in due time.
Well, you're looking at one.
Exactly. What is, I mean, over a year gone.
Really?
Yeah. What's the protocol?
You know, well, okay. First of all, I think that, I'm sorry.
There's something going on?
Tom just says, Joe's status, stupid with a slight chance of clever.
Oh, Tom, we missed you.
Can you imagine
poor Tom has to listen to the replay? He's driving in the truck, muttering these, texting them to himself. Nobody can enjoy my genius.
Damn, I'm funny.
He's picking up a lot lizard not to do anything just so he can say these comments, too. No, I'm paying you $50. I don't want you to touch me. Just listen to what I've come up with.
Wait. I'm going to play the replay. I'm going to have witty bon mot, and I want you to listen and laugh.
Yes,
of course,
yes,
laugh.
Yes, well, that's what he's paying for.
That's the laughing. Wait a minute. I do it for free. Okay.
Well, that's why he pays to listen live.
I meant laughing.
Yeah. So what's the proper protocol with removing
people,
the deceased?
Well, see,
because when I look at my phone, I see dead people.
That's good. You know, I think that the protocol would be, you know, after a proper period of mourning.
What is it, like Shiva?
Well, yes, your phone has to sit Shiva.
So my phone has to sit for a week.
At least.
So I can't use my phone for a week.
You can use the phone.
Well, I mean, do I take away games from my phone?
Excuse me. I would consider not calling that contact.
No, I don't call and go, oh, still dead. I'm not doing that.
You don't call to listen to their voicemail?
I have not.
Ever?
No. I mean, you know, chances are the phone's disconnected, but, you know, it also could be, you know, let's say a home line where the spouse picks up like, oh, it's you. Is your dead husband not there? Because I got to go. My name's Joe Curry. Bye.
Is George still dead? Oh, sorry.
Well, that's funny you mentioned that. One of the guys was a ventriloquist and his puppet's name was George.
No, I did not know this. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Excuse me. You know, I had that cold last week, and it's still, like, I'm every once in a while having a coughing fit. Sorry about that, everybody.
That's right. So you think it's a week? I think that's too soon.
I don't.
But there's really no reason to keep somebody dead. They're not coming back.
No, they're not. I mean, there's no reason to, like, take care of it right away, because nobody's going to call you and pretend to be them.
It just seems like a burden to delete them. It seems like a burden.
What do you mean? To have, like, extra people on your contacts?
No, to actually have to, like, X them out and try to figure that how to work that on my phone.
Well, you know what? It's just one of those maintenance things. How many times do you pull your refrigerator out and vacuum behind it?
Every time somebody dies.
There you go. So you add that to the checklist.
There you go.
You know some people, when it's spring ahead, fall back, you know, when you replace the batteries in all of
your vibrators.
You got there ahead of me.
I always do. I'm a man.
That's what the vibrator's for. Damn it. Still doesn't work.
When I'm watching SportsCenter, buzz away, sweetheart.
Excuse me. Oh, my God. Now that I've started, it's just like, you know, breaking the seal. One more beer, you're just burned.
Oh, that seal.
Yeah.
I didn't understand.
And I broke the seal of coughing.
Uh-huh.
I was fine.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, Tom, that's not nice. Tom says I have AIDS. It's awful.
All right, Tom. Well, way to go back to Jim Norton's repertoire.
I know. Thanks.
Yeah, all right. Really?
So.
That's the second one who said AIDS to me today.
Well, who's the first one?
I called Brando.
Yeah.
From our friends over in Long Island Station, where we're on a very rare occasion.
Yes.
And because I want to get the recording of the last time we were there.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, I've just been sick. I got AIDS.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you don't get a lot. AIDS is kind of like the 80s
yeah,
or 90s.
You don't
kind
get
of
AIDS
dumb
jokes.
No. Since Magic Johnson proved that it's not really a disease.
It's not really a disease.
No. All you need to do is like be able to have a pass the rock well and a slam dunk. You do that, you're impervious to the AIDS. So it's not really a disease. That's the cure.
Oh, God.
That's the cure.
That's, well, you know what? You can't go by what like media figures say about diseases.
Well, he's
know,
still alive. It's not really what he's saying.
Oh, no.
I think his immune system is doing the talking on this one.
I think it is. And I think that it is speaking loud and clear. But the thing is, it's still a killer.
I guess if you're not in shape.
And if you're not taking drug protocols that they have now.
Yeah.
You know, it can be if you're not getting proper medical attention. But the thing is that brain derailed. What's the other thing?
And now we'll pause.
Now we'll pause for reflection. I just completely.
Pip needs to reflex. Refresh.
Oh my God, I do. I have to refresh my
browser.
Do I
need to hit Control Alt Delete on you?
I think you do.
Do we need to end this task?
You have to reboot me.
I'll leave that to Mr. Helix, all the rebooting.
Yes, I know. Mm. Anyway, we're talking about diseases. I don't know where I was going with that. Sorry, I got off track when I was thinking about Magic Johnson.
Mm.
Magic Johnson.
Sounds like a joke somebody might put in their act.
Yeah, it does.
Some awful, awful comedian
awful.
Would put that in their act.
Yeah. Mm. Mm. I don't know anybody would stoop that low.
I do. I see him every day. So what's the protocol? Back to topic.
Do you
get rid of your dead?
I do.
You de-dead.
Bonfire.
But yeah, you get rid of no crap like in your house.
No. I keep everything in the house, but I do whisk through the dead. However, for sentimental reasons, I don't always get rid of my email contacts that are dead.
Well, it's the same thing. Phone, email, it's the same thing.
Not really.
Yeah,
because email kind of stays in there forever.
No, that can be deleted too.
I could. Well, I don't delete the
emails. Do you delete
Facebook?
Because I've talked about this. I still get emails from dead people on Facebook.
No, you don't.
Yeah, they get like friend requests. I'm sorry. Game requests.
Ah!
Or somebody will post they're posting pictures. Like, check this out, really.
What?
Are they? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. No, I never got that.
I get more contacts from dead people than I do from live people. Nobody alive wants to send me anything.
No.
No. Dead people.
I don't.
They want to talk to me.
I'm half dead.
Clearly.
But the... they're making fun of my cough in the chat.
Is that nice?
I know. They're not being nice tonight.
Good.
I know. You like me getting a good kicking.
Oh, I'm sure they always take their shots at me.
No, they don't, actually.
Oh, well. Thank you.
They really, yeah, now, thanks a lot. You know, maybe take a couple shots at Davin.
They know what happens if they take a shot at me. I got a big microphone.
I know. It carries a big stick.
Well, no, the stick, not so much.
No,
but the microphone.
The microphone.
Very
yeah,
big.
And that big puff on the end. Ooh.
Yeah, anyway. So you cull the herd.
I do, occasionally.
Do you have any dead people in your phone?
Your
phone's old, so somebody must have died since you've gotten it.
No, I culled the herd.
Really? Do you feel sad?
Did. You know when I feel sad is when I'm taking somebody out of my phone that used to be a friend that I don't really think that I'll be hearing from anymore.
Well, that is sad.
Yeah, it is kind of. You know, it depends on the reason.
You don't think, well, they might call some point?
Well, if I'm taking them out of my phone, I'm hoping they're not. You know, it's gotten
that
bad.
Oh, so it's gotten that bad.
Yeah.
How many times have I been deleted from your phone?
You're not in it.
Oh, smart girl. So you were obviously better at this than me. So I guess
you're called Mr. Block.
Mr. Block. So I'm lazy.
Okay. So you don't go. You don't go through it. Well, I mean, because then when you're scrolling down, it's forever.
Yeah.
Your phone and you.
I don't have 100 dead people in there.
I know, but you have a lot more contacts than I do. So you must. It must go forever.
Yeah, like I have to put a day aside when I want to get to like disease in my list. I really do. No, it's a smartphone. Go, like you just swipe your finger and it like scrolls all the way down.
Oh, see.
And they have like letters that you can like if I want like tea, whatever.
Yeah.
I can.
So you could spend a day while you're getting your oil change and sit there and just delete all the dead teas.
I could.
There you go.
I won't.
No, you're not.
There's probably something else that needs my attention.
I know. But that's when I do stuff like that.
Yeah, you're productive.
Well,
I'm doing research for the show or trying to out somebody else for doing something nasty or,
Thinking of other horrible things to say to me and Joe.
Talking to Chase Visa. You know, things to do with my free time.
I like to people watch. Yeah. You know, it's fun.
All right. So I'm the weird one that I don't delete.
Okay.
That you don't delete. Well, I'm sure that there are other people that never delete the stuff in their phone. Or,
I don't delete emails either, though. I got, like, emails from, like, the beginning of email.
You know what?
My Yahoo account is really old.
Oh, yeah. My email is, it's stacked up there, and I see lots and lots and lots
of them. I flipped, you know, like how you have the odometer?
Yeah.
On your car?
Yes.
I've done that with my AOL account.
No!
It's going 00. Yeah, they're like, listen, there's just too much crap in here, really.
And they started from the beginning.
Yeah, they're like, you're on number 6. We know that's not true, but stop. Stop. You need to delete this stuff.
It's like, really, my work email even says, do you want to auto-archive now? And I'm like, no, I don't know where it goes.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're afraid once it's not right in front of you?
Yeah.
And Yahoo Googled me.
What?
They switch their emails to the way Google does. I don't like the way Google does. I don't like my Gmail account.
It's like, if I liked that, I'd be using that.
Exactly. So now everything's like, it's all like smushed up, and I don't want that.
The chat is saying that all of a sudden the feed is getting real staticky sounding. And Tom is yelling for tech support. Okay. Sorry, guys.
Huh.
Don't know what's going on there.
No. I got everything on my end is working well. We're still hooked up to the internet, which is a plus.
Hey, is it one or the other of us, or is it overall?
And what station are you listening to?
Yeah, that's what we. What station are you guys listening to?
Yeah, we can't really. Yeah, type that because the staff. What station are you? You know, it's a shame. I actually got all the feeds up working properly. Like, oh, for the first time ever, everything is working perfectly well. Not so much. Not so freaking much. What are you going to do?
Sorry, I can't type and think and talk at the same time. I can't type and think at the same time either, but I mean I can't type and talk.
Type and talk. As opposed to spit and swap.
One or the other.
It can be a little bit of both.
Sometimes it is.
Out with the good. I mean, in with the good, out with the bad.
Did
you have asparagus? Yuck. Yes. I told you when it's blowjob night, eat cookies. Why don't you listen?
Why don't you listen?
This is why we can't do nice things.
Can't you at least get some herbs in there, you know? Some mint?
Mint. That would be proactive
tarragon.
Spunk. Proactive spunk. The spunk you look forward to swallowing.
Wait a minute. If you're planning what you're going to eat because of that later, you're really planning too far ahead.
Maybe not. No. I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so at all.
There's never too much planning.
Like if I knew, and I think it does, but I haven't done the research on it, we'll have to have one of our listeners. But if I knew that what you ate would influence in a positive way the taste so the other person could have a pleasant experience, I would be a team player.
They're saying that they're static overall. And I don't know what that... I know one of our listeners is in the U.K., but that doesn't really make the difference.
No, it doesn't matter where you are.
Sorry.
They always think it makes a difference where you... You could be butt naked in Bulgaria right now. It does not matter.
Are any of you butt naked in Bulgaria? I want pictures.
At least half a dozen of them. What station? Where are they listening?
Anon is. What station? Nobody said. What station are you listening to? That's what we really need to know.
Yeah, because maybe it's just on one particular feed.
Yeah, and then you can try another.
And then I could contact those people or...
And say, hey, staticky bastards, why don't you minimize whatever window you're in and go to check the chat feed, he says.
Check the chat feed? Did it stop working?
No, it's working, but it's they're saying that they're in the chat.
I understand that, but they could be. But all the stations
are listening to the station.
Yeah, not everybody's listening on davinsden.com.
I know, but
some might be listening on.
But the ones that are.
Are they listening on davinsden.com?
Yeah.
So tell them to check one of the other stations and see if it's staticky over there.
Yeah, can you guys do that? And see if you can, go to Clutch and Wiggle or Hawk or somebody.
Mac Daddy, Cyanet.
I have the list.
Talk Superstation's not on right now. Indie Authority.
Yeah.
Talk Station will be on soon. Wicked.
And somebody just came in and said, yes!
Yes what?
Yes what, guys?
I don't.
I'm coughing. You guys, we're staticky. You guys are yesing me and not answering what I'm writing.
I mean, what I could do is I could take a break, sign off, and then but I might not be able to sign back on to every station.
Oh, okay. So they're all right. So they're all having problems. Doesn't matter. Whatever the main den feed is, it's damn staticky.
Huh.
Huh. It was just fine before, and all of a sudden it went bad. I mean, nothing changed.
No.
You know what? Maybe we should take, like, a quick break, reboot, see what happens.
No guarantee I can get back on every station. Mm-hmm. But that means we got to reboot. So you want me to shut this down?
I guess.
All right, it's like 6:52 now. I can reboot everything.
Okay.
I would have to save this as the first part of the show, and then I could just do that in editing tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it tonight. Maybe I'll do it tonight. No, it may not.
I have no other idea of,
I don't know why it's staticky. Everything is working fine.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can listen to it.
Yeah.
And see what it was. So, 6:52 now. I'll shut it all down.
Okay.
And we'll try to reconvene at 7 o'clock.
Okay. You guys, we'll be back at 7 o'clock.
Or whatever time, eight minutes is from now, from wherever
you
are.
Yeah, wherever you are, 8 minutes from now. Or, grab a snack.
Yeah, 8 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And if we're back, I'll put on some comedy. Put on some comedy, so even if we're not talking, you can hear that.
Okay.
That's weird, though.
I know.
That could be, you know, that could be the company that's hosting us.
Yeah.
Which would mean I have no control over that.
Right, but, well, I mean...
I have no control over
that
right now.
Yeah, I know.
You know, because I'm looking at all of our feeds and...
Everything seems fine?
Yeah.
It didn't start out bad, did it, guys? It became staticky. You were all... they're saying, yeah, go for it. Try to reboot and we'll be here. Let's
all
try.
Right.
Oh,
son of a gun.
I know.
I guess we're taking our break early today.
We're taking our break early.
Really?
We'll
really?
Surprise Joe. Aye,
aye, aye. All right. See you in a few.
Okay.
All right. Wow. That's not good. What happened there? That's not good at all. What the hell? Is that going to encode? Encoding. Let's see if I can make this work. Stop. Play. Joe's here.
Oh.
Well, he might be coming to nothing.
And the static is back.
There's nothing I can do about that. Let's see. Well, we are back on the air. I mean, there's nothing I can do about the static.
Yeah, I wonder if it's just your, like you said, maybe it's the internet provider. I mean, it could be staticky, but,
What?
Okay, it's gone for now?
The static is gone for now.
Yay!
All right, we are back. That was not our break.
Static at all.
All right. I think we are good to go. That was weird.
That was really weird. Thank you guys for letting us know because that would have been like brutal listen to.
Yeah. Well, as opposed to the normal brutal.
opposed to the brutal that we provide you because we think we're doing a good job.
I'll make that all sound. I won't be able to get rid of the static in post, but I will be able to make it into one thing. So more work for me to do tonight to get this online. Yay.
Oh, yeah. You'll be up all night. Whee!
But as you said, kudos to the chat.
Yeah.
Because otherwise this would have been static palooza.
Oh, man. I know.
And that really didn't take very long.
No.
And I believe we're in all the places.
Some people aren't even back from the bathroom.
Well, they'll be back in, you know. Do you want to take a break? Or
No. I'm kidding.
No, I'm saying, I mean, do you want to take a break or should we just plow through?
No, plow through.
Because you were talking to me very briefly because you were so ill. You were watching some television.
Oh, yeah.
And you found something that you didn't tell me what it was, but you said, listen, I got to talk to you.
This bugs me.
Yeah, you were very distressed.
Yeah. This.
I don't like my Pip Helix distress. She's suffering from AIDS.
God knows what else.
Exactly.
I'm watching the History Channel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I click onto it and, excuse me, I'm going to cough again. Oh, my God.
Maybe that's the static everybody heard. You're stupid coughing.
Yeah, there was no static. It was just me coughing. As Tom suggests, as we truckers say, hammer down.
What the hell does that mean? Does that mean go faster?
I think that means just keep going.
Or does that mean, like, hold her head down, don't let her look up at you so you don't have to make eye contact?
I think that that's really what it meant.
Okay. Yeah. Hammer down!
You dirty dog!
Then there's, like, a mallet, like, blunt trauma to the back of the head, and they deliver in the next rest area.
You know, that's why they keep all that duct tape.
Exactly. It's hammer down.
Well, this is awful.
It most certainly is.
So I'm watching the History Channel, and the first thing that when I click on, because I'm just, you know, channel surfing.
I guess that wasn't Joe who rang the bell.
No, it wasn't. I don't know who it was.
I guess Joe's still having his tussle.
Maybe it was the police saying how much the fine is.
Yes. Anyway, so you're watching the History Channel.
Yeah. And
what were you looking for? What were you looking for on the History Channel?
I was looking for something educational, and, oh, I don't know.
So when you're sick, you want to be
history?
So you wanted a little history.
I did. I wanted to learn something.
Did you want Revolutionary War history?
No, actually, what caught my eye when I was flipping through the channels is that I came across and they had these bugs. And they were showing these, and then they showed these fish, and they said, and these are fish that live underwater, like so far down they don't see any light. And so they were really interesting looking fish because they had...
This is on the History Channel.
Yeah.
All right.
And then they showed a picture of a cave, so I thought, oh, this is kind of neat. They're going to show all that cool stuff that lives in caves and deep underwater, you know, in total darkness. And, their eyeballs look like they have glaucoma or something. And, cataract. So then, all of a sudden, they start talking about how it was completely feasible in this kind of ecosystem that a man-ape creature could hide in this kind of area because there is some kind of ecosystem that could support him, I guess.
A man-ape creature. Eat. A man-ape creature.
They were talking about the damn...
Sasquatch?
Sasquatch. But that didn't bother me so much.
Well, you know, it's a very little-known fact, but really turning tide in the Civil War for the North...
Okay.
Was Sasquatch, you know, Lincoln, what he had done is, because there was a group of Sasquatches. I think that's the proper plural term. This is very little known.
Sasquatch Eye?
Sasquatch Eye. They were living in upstate New York, and the Sasquatch Nation had, as you know, been slaves at one point, very early in man's history. So they were very sensitive to slavery. So, of course, they had a soft spot. So Lincoln said, listen, the Confederacy's looking strong. They're going to come to the North. There's going to be slavery. The whole North is going to be burned down. We need your help. So the leader of the Sasquatch, Sasquatch is his name. I don't ask me to spell it, but yes, Sasquatch and Lincoln, they had a meeting in the White House.
I see.
And what happened was Sasquatch promised the help of Sasquatch Nation, and once Sasquatch Nation helped, the North won the Civil War. Now, the hard part was getting the Sasquatch into the Northern Navy blue suits.
Oh my God! You have to see the face I'm looking at him. Like,
isn't that what was on the History Channel?
No, I think you've been watching the History Channel too much. That's all. You know, no, it was worse. It was worse than
they didn't have. They didn't have that story in there. Well, no. Then this History Channel is BS. I suggest you watch something else for history, or come to me.
Maybe that was the show that was on at 3 a.m. I wasn't quite up that early. No, this one. Was that the Sasquatch? Now there were two alternate theories that were presented in the coming moments. One was that this doctor decided to combine human and some kind of like higher level ape DNA, and they came up with an ape man.
Joe? Kong? I would believe it, except you said higher level ape.
Yes. No. We needed a lower level. No.
Is Kong or Joe a midget Sasquatch? He is ape-like. He is hairier.
He's big, though. I don't know if he's a midget.
Yeah, but compared to a Sasquatch, he's not as bright as a full-grown man. The judge will see that.
I don't think it's fair to talk about Sasquatch, I mean Joe, unless he's here to defend himself.
But he has a hard time defending himself. English, as you know, is Sasquatch's not native tongue.
Hence the trouble he's probably having in traffic court at the moment.
He really should have had me come in with him to help him.
I really should have.
But me and the wife gave him some tips because she's been in that court before.
Oh, okay.
So I think he'll be fine. Anyway, go on. Good. So there's an alternative. Is the static on?
Yeah. No, they're not complaining about any of that.
Okay. They're probably complaining about my awful history.
Complaining about the history. I was looking at you like the Sasquatch Nation. What? I thought, okay, maybe
now they have casinos.
See, maybe I'm misinformed. Maybe that was the name of an Indian tribe that I didn't know
about.
Sure,
me and Joe are going to be playing some Sasquatch casinos in the Midwest in a few weeks.
Oh, God help me.
Trucker Tom's going to see us.
Oh, no.
Morgaine is going to see me in a few weeks.
I know. You people are very brave. So, wait, it wasn't only that this guy supposedly combined the DNA of a human and a higher-level primate, and that was what has become the Sasquatch Nation.
So this happened long ago.
Yes.
So science
this was like some doctor during the time that, you know, the Nazis were doing their horrible medical experiments. This was another supposed scientist that maybe he's the one that set Sasquatch loose on the nation. No, but then there are other theories.
I think it was the Nazis.
I think it was.
I believe it was a Nazi tool.
No. Aliens.
Well, that could be.
There was a guy sitting there looking like he could be a college professor.
And he probably was.
In front of a wall of books, looking all scholarly, and talking about how, in all probability, Sasquatch are aliens that were brought here by other beings, and they are here to either test the waters of our planet to see if it's habitable or if it has
quite a long test
that they want. And then
maybe they want to mate.
With humans?
Somebody.
Combined DNA?
Why not?
Some women have.
Kong's gotten laid. Maybe he's an alien. Maybe that's why he and I don't see eye to eye very often.
Strawberry says, oh, Andriel and Strawberry say, Yeti? Yes, Yeti.
You've struck a
Instead
chord.
Instead of Noe, Yeti. So now I'm watching.
That was such a cute try.
It was going well until then. But I was sitting here watching, quote unquote, the History Channel, and I'm hearing things being, you know, spoken about. What?
Shouldn't history have facts behind it?
It was like a car accident. I couldn't look away. Number one. Number two, one of the people that was supposed to be one of the experts looked like a guy that I work with, and this is the guy that pretty much everybody stays away from because he has spittle on his mouth and he spits at you when he talks, and he's just like the building weirdo. And this was the guy that was supposed to be the expert, but he's professing that Yeti were brought here by aliens. And
you don't know they're not.
I don't know that they're not, but this is the friggin' History Channel.
Yeah, but the Discovery Channel doesn't really discover anymore.
No, it doesn't. What we've run out of things to discover.
The only thing that is not discovered is our show,
yeah,
which doesn't get discovered soon. Will be history. So,
I know. It's like, please discover us.
Yes, discover.
On the Discovery Channel. We have discoveries.
Yes.
So
yeah, I agree. There should be certain standards. I mean, we're pitching a show. I'm pitching a show, and you know, I think one of the channels is Nat Geo that we're pitching into. I'm like, biography. I'm like, well, this doesn't go here.
No.
But they just put anything on because they're all owned by conglomerates.
Yeah, so they really don't care.
Like, I mean, MTV doesn't play music. Like, you could see, like, movies on MTV.
Yeah.
It's called music television, not movie television.
I know, and it's like, what the channel is called has absolutely nothing to do with what you're going to see is what I'm discovering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you felt bamboozled.
I did. And I don't know why, because now that I'm in my right mind and I'm not completely drugged up on cough medicine 24/7, only most of the hours of the time, I'm seeing clearly, and I realize that I should not have been as upset about it as I was, but I was really put out watching Alien Theater.
How long did you watch for?
They're probably at least an hour show each. I was probably...
You were so put off, you couldn't stop watching. I will watch to prove how disgusted I am. Ow, I just ripped my earphones out of my head. Ow.
I will abuse Davin by ripping his earphones out.
I think my ears are bleeding.
No, that was from my singing earlier.
Ow.
Are you all right?
That doesn't really matter now. Joe's not here. Not like I can get up and walk it off.
I know, really. Damn.
Yeah, that was stupid. Ugh. Self-infliction. Payback's a bitch.
That was really odd.
It certainly was.
So the other thing that...
There's more?
No. No, well, not about TV. But okay. The other thing was I ate like a total black woman yesterday.
You ate a black woman? I do too. They're delicious. And so juicy.
And that dipping sauce. Oh, my God. What is that?
Oh, I like to dip in her sauce. But, you know, I got to... Listen, as the Den Pen knows, I got a thing for the black women. Some would say I'm in love with one right now.
Some would say that.
So you ate like a black woman. What does that mean? You licked your fingers?
No.
What does that mean?
The stereotype of what black people eat. What's the stereotype of what black people eat?
Celery sticks? No?
No.
Lentil soup?
Actually, I had that earlier.
This is devolving into what did Pip have?
All right,
so I guess we're going to go fried chicken and watermelon?
No, well, not watermelon.
Some collard greens?
Not watermelon. Fried chicken and...
You hold your hand out there.
I know, because I was hoping you would...
Things black women eat. Black penis. I don't know! You had a black penis. I don't know.
This was something that I heard
hot
about.
Hot sauce?
And I've never eaten.
Waffles
chicken
and chicken?
Chicken waffles!
Okay, well, that's not really a black woman thing.
Well, it's just a black thing, supposedly. Isn't it?
I guess.
Well, I've heard that...
I mean, I've never heard them kicking out white people if they eat them. I have heard that white people do enjoy this type of food.
But together was unusual to me.
But it's been going on for years.
I know, but I've never eaten it.
So how is your chicken and waffles?
Wait a minute.
Am I going too fast with this? I'm sorry.
I was further away from home than usual because I was running errands that I don't always run. And... there was a Popeyes in the neighborhood I was driving through.
So that's where you're getting your chicken and waffle experience?
Mr. Helix loves Popeyes chicken as opposed to the Colonel. So I stopped and I got some Popeyes chicken. And they have a thing called chicken tenders with waffle batter and honey maple dipping sauce.
Yeah, that's not really chicken and waffles.
It is the experience of chicken and waffles, I believe.
But you haven't had chicken and waffles. You are like the equivalent of the History Channel. You're preaching BS. You are the History Channel of this show.
I'm like a poser chicken and waffle eater.
Yeah, you most certainly are. You stereotype our black fans and friends by saying what black people eat. You make me go down that stereotypical road.
I said it's stereotypical.
Yes, and then it's not even an authentic experience. I think you need to go to Roscoe's in Harlem. I think that's the place where
I always wanted to go and try what, you know, they would say is like, you know, down home cooking or, you know, what, you know, like soul food. Because I have
But you don't want to have too much soul, apparently. Just as much as Popeyes is going to give you.
No, I would go and eat it. I was just happy to be in Popeyes.
You won't go there because there's black people there and you're a little nervous.
No. I don't have a problem with that.
Then what is the problem?
Well, I mean, I don't want to just go to Harlem for a meal by myself.
Bring somebody. I'll go with you.
Yeah?
Sure. What the hell?
All right. I'll eat soul food.
Why wouldn't I? I eat everything.
All right.
Look at me. You don't get this physique by having a discerning palate.
All right. We're on.
All right.
So I wanted to try something
different. We should do a Davin's Den line live from Popeyes and just do some of our most racist, awful things.
No, I wasn't even trying to be racist.
But you succeeded.
I did. I'm sorry.
You know, Chinese people, they eat all that chinky food. Yeah, okay.
Okay, now they're saying you can only get the chicken and waffles experience if you go to Roscoe's or Sylvia's.
Yeah. Sylvia's is the one in Harlem.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, I don't know where Roscoe's is. One of them is, I think it's Sylvia's, and she recently passed away.
Oh, okay. Okay, so... All right, so you have to go to what? All right, so go to someplace in Harlem and go to a soul food place and get real chicken and waffles or soul food.
Yeah, because then I think you can compare that to the Popeyes experience.
No, that's like the watered down.
But that's what I'm saying. You were like talking about this experience you had. Like
I know, but now I think I'm on to something. Like why? Because I was puzzled. Why would you eat, like, lunch and breakfast at the same time?
Why do you have to discern what a meal is? I can eat nonstop. I'll have ice cream for breakfast. You know, how many people have, like, breakfast for lunch or dinner?
Well, that's true.
Stop being an anti-foodite, all right? I don't like it. I don't like it at all. First, you're a racist. Now you're an anti-foodite. I don't like it at all, Pip Helix. This is why people wish you had AIDS. This is why.
Why? They're wishing me dead in the chat.
Yes, this is why. You bring this upon yourself. This is why the chat is nice to me. I'm a nice person. And you're despicable.
What?
What?
Wait a second now. Tom says that Roscoe's in L.A. I'm not going to go all the way to L.A. for chicken and waffles. There's
Sylvia's is in New York.
I'm sure there are.
Sure you could go in other parts of the country.
There are authentic down-home restaurants in my area. I'm sure I just haven't found them. But I happen to be there. And, oh, my God, are those good.
So the Popeyes was good?
Yeah. Those waffle-coated chicken strips with... I would never have thought to put those things together, but I'm like... I'm going.
But you're like, it's $4.99 with a side?
Yeah.
I'd be crazy not to.
No, it came with a drink and fries. I couldn't eat all of the chicken strips though.
It's
a lot of food.
It's a wonder how you're always sick when you're eating so well like that.
Not normally.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you would think that the cigarettes and the Popeyes cuisine would work well to build like a force field of disease around you. But surprisingly, no. It's shocking how that happens. And the big mug of coffee. So you add saturated fat, caffeine,
good,
nicotine.
Good.
Why are you sick all the time, AIDS-riddled Pip Helix?
I have no idea.
It's shocking. It really is a mystery, like the Sasquatch.
No. Wait a minute. That should have been on the History Channel.
Yeah, you're going to be history. You got to stop.
With what? Which thing?
Well, actually, everything. You're like a buffet of like disease.
Yeah.
You are. You got to stop with this.
I'm going to lick the mic.
Because if you're gone, it's just going to be me and Joe, and nobody wants to hear that.
No. Well, you never know.
Well, in November you will, when Pip's gone for a week.
I know. But, poor Biss.
But no, you got to stop. You got to stop. You got to start giving up some of your vices. I know you like to pretend you eat healthy, but as your recent story will say, not so much.
Well, I don't eat that all the time.
No, but you do the other. You always have coffee in your hands.
Yeah, coffee's good.
Yeah, because it's filled with caffeine. It gets the heart racing and everything.
Yes.
Your heart should not race because none of the rest of you has raced in like 40 years. Racing and Pip Helix are not the same thing unless I've had too much coffee and I need to race through the bathroom. That is the only way.
That I have done.
Yes, that is, yeah. So this is not good for you. Yeah. I want you to live.
Actually, this is hot cider.
Oh, really?
It is.
Well, hush my mouth.
Well, it is because.
How much coffee did you have before the hot cider?
I had 2 cups today.
That's not so bad.
That's how usually
many,
what I drink.
How many cigarettes have you had?
One.
How many are you going to do during the show?
None.
Really?
Yeah, I don't really feel like it.
Well, because you're sick. Because you're already coughing.
Yeah.
It's like your lungs are going, really?
Yeah, they're saying really. And I had 2 yesterday, and that was with the first I'd had in like a week.
All right.
Yeah, I actually, you see me smoke the most because.
Because I'm hot.
No, because I smoke when I'm here, but I have too many rules, so I can't smoke a lot.
You have too many rules?
I do.
Apparently dietary are not among them.
I mean smoking rules.
Oh, okay.
I don't smoke in the house. I never smoke in the car. I don't smoke at work. I don't smoke when I'm out with people. I try not to smoke in front of Mr. Helix because he doesn't like love it. So I keep down to 3, tops 4 a day.
All right. Shall we move on?
I guess so.
Well, is there more?
Unless the National Cancer Society wants to sponsor me.
Get them as a sponsor. Should we do a little Pip Helix commercially philosophy?
Sure.
All right, here we go.
You wondered about it. You waited for it. And now it's here. Curmudgeon philosophy with Pip Helix.
I'm not hearing anything.
I'm hearing it.
You were?
Yeah.
Oh, did I?
It's you. You unplugged. He unplugged his earplugs and thought that the music wasn't playing. Oh, man. It's
now, before we get to, of course, your curmudgeonly philosophy, of course, we have our fans doing the curmudgeonly philosophy.
Nice.
We have a couple more entries for somebody who's entered before. And, of course, the grand prizes, we're going to announce this in first week in November.
Mm-hmm.
Grand prize is a gift card of $25.
Nice.
Visa gift card. And somebody will have to buy that. I guess it'll be me. I'll have to find where to get that.
I'll get it. I know where to.
And then we'll give away some other stuff, too, some CDs, DVDs. So, yes, we'll be judging soon, but there's still plenty of time to get them in. So Mr. G, who has entries in the past, had 2 more this week. The last bus home is the one you just missed. I like that.
I like that.
And
that's the spirit.
Yes. That is a very good Pip Helix. That is so good that, I mean, I'm not saying it's the winner because I don't know yet. There's still time. But that is so good, I would think it came from you.
Thank you.
That is how good that
thank
one is.
Thank you.
And it's better to break the glass before the emergency. A little bit of a thinker. But I'm not sure I agree. But we don't have to discuss it now.
Yeah, no.
I don't know if that one's going to make the top five. I feel very good about the other one making the top five.
I think so.
But there's still time, people.
There's still time. But that's a great demonstrator model right there.
Yeah.
Because that's the spirit of the thing.
Mr. G is a model for all of you folks to look at. Hold up Mr. G and his philosophies for you all to behold, glowing on the mountain.
He's getting a little heavy.
Yeah, but he hasn't won, so. Hasn't won yet, but that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's
good.
We've had other good ones, though, too.
We have.
Well, we will hash it out on the air. We'll pick the top five before we get on the air. Then the three of us and the chat can intervene, too.
Yeah.
But we'll hash out the top five, top three get prizes.
Wrestling to the death.
Sure. So, give us the authentic, the official, the real deal, the Pip Helix, curmudgeonly philosophy.
No pressure. Some cultures say that getting pooped on by a bird is good luck. It is, if you own a dry cleaners.
Well, I don't think if you own a dry cleaners, it's good luck.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, so for it to poop on, but if you own the dry cleaner and you get pooped on, I don't think you're thinking it's good luck.
No, but everybody else getting pooped on is good.
Do you take your poop to the dry cleaner? To me, that's always been a direct into the washing machine thing.
It depends on what you're wearing.
I don't have anything good enough that needs to be dry cleaned.
Well, I'm sorry for you.
Yeah, look at what I wear.
I know.
Jerseys and gym shorts.
I'm so glad that you ironed for me.
Yeah, it is a wrinkly one. Yeah. It's 100% cotton.
Listen, you should see the crap that I wear when I go over to my girlfriend's house. They're just so used to thinking that I just roll straight out of bed and come over. Because I've got over my pajamas.
Because you have cat fur stuck to your cheek.
I just no longer give a shit. I really don't.
Nor do I.
No, I see that.
But so that's an interesting one you came up with, though.
Thank you. But I don't know why people think it's good luck in the first place.
That is kind of, why is a bird?
Why?
I think if you're the bird and you're like in a flock, you go, see what I did there?
Two points.
Yeah, you high wing it to each other.
Well,
yeah, I mean like if you're like, you know, geese and you're flying in a V.
Yeah.
Now it's target practice. You see that little 8-year-old? Fire bombs away, geese.
See that newly washed car?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's true. That philosophy would also work well if,
car wash.
Yeah.
If you own a car wash. But
basically, if you own things where people need to get cleaned, then you're doing well with bird poop.
Have you been pooped on?
I have.
And by bird?
I thought we were going to leave my wife out of this in our foreplay, but there was that time, the Cleveland steamer, oh, to be young.
Yes,
by a bird.
Man Brown.
Ew. Gross. I never understood why that would be attractive.
Me neither.
But, yeah, I've also picked up a hose that had recently been pooped on, so I got home. So I didn't have all the benefits of the good bird luck pooping, but I just had all the negative. I'm like, oh, I have bird crap on me.
Oh, yum.
Not yum, unless they've had berries.
There's a tree someplace in the neighborhood where I work, and there's a cell tower right above where we park. And the birds get up there, and they have a little crapping party, and all these little red pellets of X berries rain down. X berries.
I think I just spit on you. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You know, is that good luck?
It is. If you like diseases.
May the Schwartz be with you.
If you're
you.
A doctor, it's good luck because you're infected, baby.
Oh, please. Yeah, you don't want my spittle back. Because
that's why we don't hook up every show. So have you been pooped on?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Did you feel lucky?
A bunch of times, no.
A bunch of times?
Well,
after you get hit with one, move.
No. I don't mean in one sitting.
Can you imagine that? You just,
sit there like a statue.
I had a hat from the 80s.
With a target on it?
No, it had like fake bird poop on it. Like
what
stupid
the?
Bird. I don't know why. And I would wear it in public. And I was a kid. And somebody gave that to me. The hat said something like damn seagulls or something like that. And I guess it was humorous to give a kid. So I'd walk around with that hat with fake bird poop.
Isn't it bizarre the things that we thought were like those I'm with stupid shirts?
Well, every time you enjoy travel.
But those kind of things. There's like these insult clothing or joke clothing. What the hell were we thinking?
I don't know. But so what happened with your bird poopings?
Oh, no, it's just random times. And I thought, you know what? I really think that I should be a lot luckier considering how many times, not all in one sitting, but over the years.
Or one shitting.
All in one shitting.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think that bird went to Popeye's. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, the chicken and waffles. Oh.
Well, see what happens when you eat another bird? Doesn't agree with your system. Stick to seeds.
I would say not. No. I would say not. But the thing was that, yeah, I should be very, very, very lucky. Seems to happen a lot.
Yeah.
And my car. Damn.
You know what? Maybe a bird's looking at you and go, you know what? She wouldn't mind. I mean, look, you look at all the other people. They're dressed very nicely. They look like they have a place to go. She's kind of meandering and wrinkly. Eh, we'll poop on her.
Yeah, there you go. I poop on you.
And it's going to help the car.
You know what? I just think that saying, you know what? She's already having that kind of day. Why not add to it?
Pile on poop.
Yes. Why ruin somebody nice and happy's day?
Would it be a spite pooping?
It is. It's
because my favorite type of poopings are a spite poop. I've spite pooped myself. So. Sometimes you're at a friend's house and they've irritated you. You know what? You don't have to drop a deuce, but you work on it and you make sure it stinks because somebody's going to walk into that later. It's a spite pooping. And I wonder if they feel lucky.
No. Oh, no. That's the opposite. Women don't spite poop.
Women have a whole other arsenal of spite.
Oh, yes.
Women live for spite.
There are so many other things in our
toolbox. As a man, we are limited with what we can do for spite. Now, granted, I have exceeded what the average male does in the name
for
of spite.
Spite.
Yes, I have. But, you know, you can spite fart.
No.
Sure you can.
Oh.
You don't want to do something? Your significant other's annoying you? You fart. Somebody's leaving the situation.
I fart in your general direction.
Yes, because somebody's vacating the premises. Either you are ordered out or they are leaving. And now the problem is solved.
This has never happened. I think that Mr. Helix and I are way too uptight to do that. We do anything not to fart in each other's presence.
All right.
Run screaming down the hall.
Oh, we have a late entry.
Into the crew. Oh, great.
From our own trucker, Tom.
Oh, nice.
The captain of the den pen.
Yeah.
I've named him that, which means he must go down with the ship when we're canceled.
Is there somebody named Ship in there?
Trucker Tom's going down on the ship.
All right.
Trucker Tom says, the one day you need everything to go right is the one day everything goes horribly wrong. That's another very good,
yes, and
curmudgeonly philosophy.
And deep, too.
Yeah, well, Tom's a deep man. I think right now what I'm going to do is I'm going to effort to get the Tommy Llama.
Oh, awesome.
Because
obviously we have problems when we need help.
Yes. So we definitely want to talk to the Tommy Llama because we have other things to get to.
Yeah.
And
there are definitely things that, you know, I would like to hear if he's got some words of wisdom.
He has many words of wisdom. The thing I am excited about, though, is, you know, we've gotten the static clear. Or nobody gives a crap anymore.
No, birds do. And
clearly.
But no, they do give a crap. I think that they're very excited now that they can actually listen to this den of culture.
Yes, they
clearly.
Thank God we could hear about spite farting.
Because if that was like all staticky, oh, that would have been such a drag of a conversation.
Yeah, no, you definitely want to hear, you know, about spite farting. I have a lot of. There we go. I'm no guru, but I'm thinking that's the Tommy Llama.
Wow, he can read brains too. Read brains. Oh my! None of the tech is working today.
Hello.
Tommy Llama.
Hey!
It's the Tommy Llama. How are you, Tommy Llama?
Meditating. What?
This is how good the Tommy Llama is. He can meditate, which is usually something that's done with quiet and silence, and talk to us at the same time.
That's good.
This is why, you know, when Davin's Den can get somebody like the Tommy Llama to give us a few minutes of his, you know, precious time, you kind of jump with that.
I'm excited.
I'm excited, too. I've done a lot of research on you, Tommy Llama. That's why we sought you out.
Yes.
We thought you could really help us and the people. I want to learn a little bit about you. I know you hold these workshops, and I'm sure we have a lot of people that would love to come to a Tommy Llama workshop. What are your workshops like?
Well, as you all know, I used to go by the moniker Tommy Savage.
I had heard that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, and on my way to spirituality, I've seen the light, and that's why I'm able, before I get into my background, I'm going to get right to the question, because I'm not here to sell myself. Basically, describe my workshops, they're very intense. It's like a combination of a transcendental meditation and a spinning class.
Okay.
Like, part Navy SEAL boot camp, part timeshare sales pitch, part in a meeting, part Zumba, something like that.
It's like it's like everything somebody would like and hate at the same time.
Awesome.
Well, yeah, it's a yin and yang. We work on your chi. We bring up, we open up your auras and your chakras at the same time. And like basically, when you follow the teachings in my workshop, what happens is it's like, the best way to describe it is by sitting in my workshop is imagining yourself being covered with layers of honey that are meticulously stripped off your body like by Africanized bees, until finally that ray of light beams through you as if you still had a pair of eyes.
So
that metaphorical.
So it's like a tough love for the soul, where you feel like you've been raped, but at the end of the rape, you're like, you know what? As far as rapes go, that's a good raping. My aura is a lot more open than it ever was before the raping. Did I get that right, Tommy Lama?
Oh, dear God, I hope not.
Gavin, you are like a prodigy. You're like one of my best students, honestly. Incredible. I'm very impressed.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Tommy Lama. Now, what are some changes that a person can expect in themselves after completing the Tommy Lama workshop? I mean, these people come to you, and God knows they need a lot of work.
Yes.
What can they expect when they're completed?
That is an excellent question, Gavin. Well, for starters, they'll be better, more attractive, no longer addicted to their substances, perhaps addicted to different ones.
excellent.
Like, you know, no longer addicted to cigarettes, perhaps addicted to amphetamines.
Oh!
Now this is something
like
I can work towards.
Another bonus, after what you should expect, is that you'll feel older, much, much older. More sexually experienced. no longer attached to earthly possessions like money or spouses.
Wow. So really, it's like you can't lose, because everybody wants to feel older, because with age comes wisdom. I mean, sure, there's aches and pains, but you're imparting your wisdom on them.
David, once again, I have to commend you on how astute and insightful you are. You may be yourself a spiritual guide, but you just haven't tapped into it too much.
Well, you know, Tommy Lama, it's funny. I try to get people to follow me, and they do, but then they're always pushing me.
So, down the stairs.
Yes. So I don't know if I could. I don't know if I possess the magnetism, the grace, the social status, and mental acumen. The mental acumen that you, Tommy Lama, possess. I mean, you are in a class all your own, but I mean, people don't know this. That's why I want you on the show, because people want to know, how is Tommy Lama different than the other gurus, like your Tony Robbins, your Deepak Chopras, your Glenn Becks, your Honey Boo Boos? How is the Tommy Lama different?
You know, I have to say, the old me would have been upset by you mentioning these charlatans. However, I'm at a level where I could talk to you on a scholastic level. I don't know. Well, let's start with Glenn Beck. You know how that saying goes. If you took, you know, here's what I have. If you took all the talent in Glenn Beck's entire body, I've had my finger in more talent than that.
You've had your finger. Well, you know what? That's the thing. Because that's what I love about the Tommy Lama. That's what makes you so wonderful. Your fingers have been in everything and everybody.
It's as if I know you, Dad.
Well, Tommy, I mean, I feel like spiritually, your finger has been inside of me.
He maybe knows you a little too well.
No, it was beautiful.
On a physical level, I may have penetrated you. The point is this. Like, okay, Tony Robbins, right? Everybody's Tony Robbins. Okay, let me tell you about Tony Robbins.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I've done. I've walked on calls while they were in the bag. Okay? All right?
Yes.
The big shot. Okay? He tells you the secret to success, you can never give up. Loser, the best way to fail, Dad, is to try.
That's true.
Yes.
For example, I'm undefeated in water polo because I never played water polo.
You know what?
You know,
those that tell you the glass is half empty, I say you break that glass and cut them.
But this is the type of wisdom people need to hear.
I mean,
because Tommy Lama can walk into any situation and now go, listen, I'm undefeated in water polo. Who can say that? Only Tommy Lama. And if you follow his protocol, You! Tommy Lahm is right. Listen, I don't push anybody, but I think the message here, the most important message that he's given us so far, and there'll be more, is don't try, people. Stop trying. If you try, there's nothing around the corner but potential failure, and who wants to risk that?
I'm totally down with this philosophy so far.
Sure. Am I getting this?
Davin, it's like I don't even need to be here.
Oh, no, you
no,
do.
You do.
No, you definitely do. All right.
I mean, it's just incredible. Like, you may be more elevated than I am. I'm coming to this realization.
Trust me, nobody's lower than me, Tommy Lahm. Nobody is lower than me.
Well.
Joe Curry just walked in and nodded to that.
Yeah.
So, now we understand.
Now, you mentioned Honey Boo Boo.
Yes, I did mention Honey Boo Boo.
I really, actually, out of the whole lot, you know, you mentioned Deepak Chopsticks, all that stuff, but let me tell you something. Honey Boo Boo, to be fair, is a prodigy.
Really?
And then what, I'm going to tell you something. I see a bright future for her as a nutritionist.
I could see that. Now, let me ask you a question, Tommy Lahm. Have you had your finger in Honey Boo Boo?
Oh, dear.
My attorney told me not to comment.
Okay.
Good attorneys.
All right. Well, I mean, because it brings me to my next question, because, you know, as we just said a few minutes ago, your fingers have been everywhere, and you've worked with several celebrities, but, of course, the client-patient privilege prevents you from telling us who they are. I understand that, and I respect that. That being said, can you tell us who they are?
Well, I can't reveal. I'm gonna discuss with you. All right, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
I had a client whose name I can't tell you because of these confidentiality reasons that you brought up. And she called me up the other day and she said, "Hey, Tommy, can you score me an 8-ball?" And I said, "Of course, Lindsay." Now, after Lindsay got arrested for doing drugs, I told her, "Don't let anyone judge you. Don't even show up." Now, you may go to jail, but so did Nelson Mandela. And afterwards, look what happened. He gave an Oscar-worthy performance in Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, my God.
And this is the type of wisdom that people need in their everyday life.
I can't wait to hear what he has to tell us.
This is what makes the Tommy Lahm so special. He says it like nobody else will. He gives advice nobody in their right mind would have the nerve to give.
That's true.
I am a fountain of misinformation.
You most certainly are. Now, you've mentioned, I don't know if you've worked with this person, but she's been in the news quite a bit. What advice, you know, would you give a person like Miley Cyrus, who's definitely, you know, her star has fallen a little bit with her tongue and her twerking?
You know, Davin, if you know me, I have worked with Miley Cyrus.
Oh, wow.
Really?
I got to say, Miley Cyrus, keep going. Let me tell you something. She is an inspiration to every girl who was told that to be a sex symbol, you need to be attractive.
That's true.
And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you a little secret. And I told her, you know, she doesn't listen to me. I told her that she should play Peter Pan on Broadway because she would bring more masculinity to that role.
That's true. I would love to see Miley Cyrus hanging from a wire.
By the way, I like to take this time to make a shout out to Miley. I still have your earring. Please call me.
Oh.
I say.
Oh.
Collecting jewelry, are we?
Once again, I cannot discuss my private work.
Okay.
Now, there's been somebody who's not a celebrity, but is now notorious. They got off for a killing a boy. Some say he was innocent. Some say he was not. His soon-to-be ex-wife just called the police on him for potentially drawing a weapon. Of course, I'm talking, as everybody knows, George Zimmerman. I mean, if somebody needs the Tommy Lahm's guidance, I would think it would be him. What would you give George Zimmerman as advice?
I'm going to have to take the devil's advocate here, my friend Davin.
Okay.
George, listen, no one, and I mean this, no one has done more for racial tolerance than George Zimmerman.
How's
finally,
that?
Finally, a violent minority conservatives can get behind.
great.
That is a good way of looking at things.
And I would tell you something. This man is an innovator. What better way to stay under the radar than being Quantum 90 on police radar?
It does kind
if
of...
If we learned anything from this case, is that Mayor Bloomberg was right. When he said Skittles, like all other sugary products, they can be bad for you.
would
I love them.
Have you worked with Mayor Bloomberg?
Bloomberg refuses to take my call.
He's a fool. A fool.
He doesn't know what he's missing.
Listen, but I don't judge him.
Now, this was kind of a serious question that one of our listeners sent to us. So I'm just going to read it to you. This is their question. And it's kind of heavy, but I'm sure a man of your skills and acumen will be able to handle it with no issue. It says,
sure.
More and more people in the United States believe gay people should have the same rights as everybody else. Still, there are plenty of people that do not think homosexuals deserve those rights, yet they live in states where equal rights are now the law. How should those people who are trapped in gay states handle the impending influx of homosexuals and gay sex?
Whoever that viewer is, that's a very good question. Here's what I have to say. Go with the flow. You know, it's like Caesar said, when in Rome, you have to do the Roman.
Is that what was said?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen to me. You know how they say pride comes before the fall?
Yes.
Gay pride comes every spring.
So your advice to these people is stop fighting it and just give in to it.
Yes. I mean, if it was good for Caesar, it's good for us. It was good for Caligula. Same thing.
Now, let me ask you a question. Now, do you think this might be a perfect instance where somebody, if you were in one of these states, could come to your workshop and you could help them get through this by putting your finger in them the way you have in so many others?
My finger does not discriminate.
And that's the great thing about Tommy Lama. A lot of people don't know this about Tommy Lama. So he's got like 10 fingers. So he can put fingers in all types of people.
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, one of our chatters has a good point. He said that's why Miley sticks her tongue out. She's trying to get the taste of Tommy's finger out of her mouth.
And that's
nice
why
one,
she
Tom.
That's why she twerks, just getting ready for the
you
Tommy Lama to come up.
You're a prodigy. I'm not unlike Gavin. It's incredible. What I'm talking two gears here. Yeah.
We have the smartest fans. So, you know, they when I can bring them on a rare occasion, I really can't bring them people of your stature very often. But when we're fortunate enough to have somebody of your stature, they perk up because they want to bask in all that is the Tommy Lama.
Yes. Is that what that's called, perking?
Yes, it's called perking.
Okay.
Listen, I don't mean to trouble you. You've already done us a huge favor by
yes.
being on our show. But as you know, Tommy Lama, the Davin's
yes.
Den group is a flawed and damaged group.
No!
Really?
If we opened up to you now, could you help us with just a few of our many, many issues?
I'd be more than happy. Lay it on me.
All right, Pip Helix. Why don't you, Pip Helix? How many do you have? I don't. You have a lot of issues.
I wasn't sure what you were asking. Cats issues? What?
Yeah, I mean, just can you like narrow it down to like one or two? Can you like narrow it down to two?
Yeah. Okay. All right, Tommy.
Yes.
Tommy, can you hear me?
Go on, Pip.
I had to do that. My husband and I have 6 indoor cats. And they're all declawed, but there's this stray cat that we've been feeding for the last 5 years. And he lives outside, and he's getting older, and we want to bring him into the house before the winter, but he's kind of old to get declawed. So how do you think we should integrate this new cat into the house of the unarmed cats?
Well, Pip, I'm a little disappointed in you. I'm going to tell you why. First of all, this declawing thing, I'm not for it. I believe all cats should be armed.
Okay.
It's a mistake to declaw your cat, and a violation of the Second Amendment.
Of the what?
Second Amendment.
Oh, okay.
It's a violation of the Second Amendment rights.
Cats?
The new cat will only make the rest of your cats safer.
Oh, I see.
The Second Amendment was invented so we didn't have to get into a fair fight with a knife.
Okay.
Well, there's your answer.
So I should have.
So I being that you declaw them already, I would attach razor blades.
So a little bit of Edward Scissorhands action?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Glad you're well read.
As she gets Netflix.
So
was that the answer you were looking for?
Not exactly, but that was helpful.
Well, at least sometimes we don't get the answers we want.
I often don't get the answers we want. Right. Do you suppose that you can help me out with another problem?
Go ahead, shoot.
Okay. I'm a happily married woman, and my husband plays in a band, but lately when we go out to bars where he plays, I've been getting hit on by these drunken idiots, and they don't seem to understand what my wedding ring means, that it's I'm off limits. And I don't want to be mean to the band's fans, but I don't want their drunken paws all over me. So what's a nice way to keep the drunks off of me at these shows?
All right. This is a multi-layered issue here.
Okay.
All right. Look, your husband, first of all, needs to show dominance.
Okay.
Have him start playing death metal.
Okay.
Nobody is going to mess with him after he bites the head off a bat.
True.
Okay, engagement ring, wedding ring, whatever. Okay, listen, let me tell you. Wedding rings are easily overlooked.
Apparently.
If you want to show that you're with someone,
right,
try to be pregnant. Or if you can't do that, at least wear a water belt.
So so the ring isn't doing it, but the big prego belly.
You can't miss that.
How many months for the desired effect, Tommy Lama?
How many months?
Yeah.
No, you wear the water belly till it's really, you know, if you till it's really pronounced. That's the whole point.
Okay, so just like I'm about to pop.
So say it again. I'm sorry.
Say it again.
Like I'm just about to pop.
I'm sorry, Tommy.
There were other spirits on the line here. I'm getting a little reverb feedback.
Okay.
It was just a little difficult for me to hear you.
Spirits
talk through me. I'm like a condiment.
He's like Miracle Whip.
Yeah. Yes.
She says she should look as big as though she's like about to pop.
Absolutely, pop away. Like the zit.
You know, I think you have something. I think you have a good point here.
Listen, this is what I do. Why I'm on the show.
This is why you're on the show. You are right.
Thank you, Tommy. I feel blessed to have you helping me with my just the tip of the iceberg of my issues.
You know what? Tommy Lama is amazing.
He is.
Joe has had an issue that's been tormenting him for a while. Joe, do you feel okay to unburden yourself? And
absolutely.
Okay. Unburden yourself.
I got to the show a little bit late, but listening to the Tommy Lama, I think he's been the person that I've been looking for to handle this problem of mine. Tommy Lama, I've been married 17 years, and the past 3 years have not been that good. I'm trying to get on the road back on my marriage, but I get a feeling that a separation or a divorce may be in the cards. Tommy Lama, how can I get the feeling back that I once had for my wife when I got married?
Well, forget about your feelings. Let's get her feeling back. Joe, there's no quick cure for you. Okay, let me preface.
Ain't that the truth?
What we're gonna have to do with you is I'm gonna have to give private sessions with your wife. you're not allowed in the session room. I guarantee you. After she's been with me, she'll never make that mistake again. And she'll come right back to you running in your arms.
Thank you so much, Tommy Lama. You're a very gracious and insightful man.
But Joe, I mean, you're a little insecure. Are you comfortable enough with the Tommy Lama putting his fingers inside your wife to heal her?
From the 7 minutes that I've been listening to this great man talk, I feel inspired, and I would be thrilled if he put his magic fingers into my wife. I feel his magic fingers will change things around, bring her to her senses, bring me to my senses. He does great work, and I would feel honored to have him in my bedroom. I would not even be by the door. I would be sitting, reading about all the praises that the Tommy Lama has had. And when he ushers me back in while they're both smoking cigarettes, I will graciously shake his hand. Or one of his fingers.
I have to commend Joe's enlightenment.
You're shaking that hand, are you?
All right,
Joe?
Tommy.
It's been a lot of places.
Tommy, you know I was a believer coming in. I've just been even thoroughly blown away. So now, you know, I hate to impose upon you because you've done so much for all of us already, and you're going to do a lot to Joe's wife, and we can't thank you enough for that because really she needs some tinkering.
It's like an old car.
But I have an issue too, and if you would, sir, I no longer sleep well at night. My mind races of things I need to do. What can I do to ease my mind so I can get a good night's sleep?
The good news, Davin, is that you're not alone.
Okay.
Many people suffer from insomnia or restlessness. What you need to do foremost is to get your body into a routine by doing the same things every night. Brush your teeth. Read a book. Puff some paint. These will give your body the clues it needs to lose consciousness for 8 to 36 hours.
That would be restful.
Yes. Called a coma.
Sounds good.
It you know, and the answer was right in front of me this whole time, because we always leave paint around, open paint around, because, you know, we have a small child, so we're hopeful.
We are in a basement. There could be all sorts of remedies here.
But I think what the Tommy Lama is saying, you know, so, listen, you think of these things to aid your children
right.
with what ails them, but sometimes the things that help your children can help yourself. Am I right, Tommy Lama?
Well, your children are just a mirror into your soul. They were a reflection of you. Many of our children don't have the right upbringing. To give you an example, our eating habits govern a lot. Many children, okay, we need to bring awareness to child abuse. That's why when I see a fat kid, I point them out.
So you're
tired of these little fatties being misdiagnosed as big bones. The bones they have problems with are baby back ribs. And the way you beat child obesity is with child labor. I have never seen a generation so lazy that when they text, they won't even spell out all the words. Can you imagine if Shakespeare did that? To be or not to be, that is the FAQ. My grandfather's generation stormed the beaches of Normandy. This generation would stop halfway and post on Facebook. For this generation, I feel sad face.
You know, this is why you're the voice of the new generation.
Yeah.
You know, the whole approach to see something, like the fat kid say something, they get your fingers in it and really help. The willingness to take somebody who comes to you and say, not only will I work with you, but work with your spouse. And not just briefly, as long as it takes to solve the problem. This is why I feel Tommy Lama is better than all the rest.
He is. He is. He'll put the time in and the time in again and the time in again and the time in again till he gets the desired result. And that's what makes him what he is.
I agree. Now,
I can only imagine.
It's no accident many corporations hire me to work with their employees.
Really?
You know, after they take my advice, they become self-employed.
Wow, you're an inspiration.
And, you know, you got those big shots that tell me, Tommy, I'm successful. Why should I take your workshop? Because I can change that.
Well, Tommy Lama, we only have a few minutes. I just have a couple more quick questions for you.
Sure.
I, as you've traveled the world providing your special type of wisdom and insights, can you tell us the one time where everything was completely wrong? Or as a comedian like Joe and myself would call it, a hell gig. Could you share one of those with us?
I'd be more than happy. I forgot who booked it. It was whichever. I don't remember. But I have to say, Pennsylvania is like the worst state to perform. In my experience, in regards to garnering a hell gig.
Okay.
I'm on stage, and a man was so enthusiastic about my set, he thought it would be a good idea to throw a pitcher of beer at me.
Wow.
And
wow.
It wasn't, he was having a great time. That's the irony. So I dared him to do it. So he's chasing me around the room, like around the mulberry bush. I'm going around, chasing me with the pitcher. He chucks the pitcher. I duck, and the audience gets doused.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah. That's a good gig in Pennsylvania.
That's a good gig anywhere.
That's a great party in Pennsylvania.
Another story in Pennsylvania. There's many. It's mostly Pennsylvania. There's gang. I don't want to mention because I don't need anyone visiting my house. But one of the top gangs, motorcycle gangs, was the leader was in the audience. He was heckling me, and I didn't realize he was like the head honcho, and I laid into him. I had to leave through the back way.
Oh, no.
And they stalled the time to give me enough time to get out.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you stepped in at that time.
Before my current incarnation of who I am.
Of course.
No, of course.
Of course. Now they would they would seek you for wisdom and drug smuggling.
Yes.
Yes.
Tommy Lama, before I let you go, I feel you've done a great job on the radio, but I feel like you can help even more people in person. Where can they learn about your work and where they can see you live, Tommy Lama?
This is fantastic. They can, first of all, go on my website, Tommy Lama. Even if you spell Lama wrong, it's okay. I got that covered. One M, Tommy Lama, like the Dalai Lama.
Right.
Nice.
TommyLama.com. You could go on my website, and you could click on my healing circle, and you will get my newsletter every month, give you words of wisdom, some videos, and a list of dates, so you could join me in my path to enlightenment.
So, healing circle, is that a euphemism?
Not a euphemism.
Oh, okay.
A healing circle. Not to be confused with another type of circle.
Yeah, Pip Helix might be a little too above me. I don't know what she was going for.
No, I was going below.
Tommy Lama, do you have enough time in your busy schedule to heal somebody like a Pip Helix?
I need a lot of work.
Yes, that's in a lot of time. I also on my website, you can order my comedy CD. You can go on iTunes. I looked up my former self as Tommy Savitt.
Ah.
And my new album will be coming out shortly. And I'm looking forward to the new reawakening for the world.
Well, we might have to have you come on again and help us with some other problems when the album drops.
Anytime.
Thank you, because we have lots.
Yeah, there's a lot of problems that you can help us with.
Yes.
Tommy Lama, you have been fantastic. Thank you for taking some time.
Insightful and inspirational.
You know, I appreciate your willingness to neglect those in your presence that desperately need your help so you could spend some time with all of us. It is that type of neglect that makes you the best, Tommy Lama.
Shanti Om.
And back to you.
Bless you.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Tommy Lama.
Tommy Lama.
Check out his website.
Tommy Lama, everyone.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you again.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was worth every penny.
Yes.
And then some.
Then some.
You know, the comments about Miley Cyrus, you know, she twerks and she's naked and she looks very young. I don't know whether to jerk off or put a sweater on her.
I don't think they have to be mutually exclusive, yeah. John. Yeah. I don't think you have to limit yourself, yeah. But that's just me. I encourage doing as much of that as possible.
And apparently so does she.
Yes.
I think there's all kinds of things going on
so
there.
So, Joe, the question is, because we're up against the break, the question is, do I have a story that's worth leading off the second half of the show with, or do you want to do this now? What is your feeling on this? And is this worthy of the theme music?
I think it's worthy of the theme.
Is this something that we could do quickly, or do you want to come back after the break?
Well, how much time? Like within 5 minutes?
Yeah, just like a 5 minutes?
Yeah, 5 minutes.
All right, let me find the freshly minted Joe Curry music in here. This came.
And you're
from...
wearing a lovely tie.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, he knows not to dress like a mook.
Yeah, but was that for work or was that for court?
It's both.
All right. Nice. Here we go. Never heard before. Possibly for good reason. Joe Curry in traffic court music. We hope we don't have to play it again, but I'm not hitting delete.
The man you're about to hear about can't drive. He now has to defend himself in a court of law. It's time for Joe Curry in traffic court. Can that moron bamboozle the scales of justice to get out of a traffic ticket? Find out now in Joe Curry in traffic court.
And in typical Joe fashion, the music just keeps on going.
No, it doesn't. It was perfect anyway.
That was great.
Let me tell you, your town are a bunch of thieving crooks.
Oh!
A thieving crooks.
I guess the law beat the lummox.
Thieving crooks. I go in there, right, and I go up.
Well, what was the ticket for?
The ticket was for not coming to a complete stop.
Okay.
Going through a stop sign.
Right.
Pip actually was there 3 minutes after it happened.
Yeah.
I remember this. You were laughing and pointing.
There was a stop sign I came for a stop for. You have to. It's at a T intersection. You then have to go another 26 feet and then make a right-hand turn. The cop a quarter mile away tells me I did not come to a complete stop. I told the cop, I go, well, we're going to have to go to court for this. He said, fine. So it is what it is.
Well, you told him what was coming. I'm sure he was shaking in his boots.
I'm sure he was. I'm sure he was. He was probably.
Ooh, it's good.
Yeah. And by the way, not my town. This isn't my town you got the ticket in. This is the next town over.
Okay, yeah, this is a creep town. Bunch of thieving pricks. So anyway.
Tell us how you really feel.
Right. So anyway, I get to the court date. It's packed, okay? Now, number
one. I told you that was going to happen.
Now, number one, Jews can't drive, apparently, because there's enough Orthodox Jews to shake a yarmulke at. I'm sitting. I don't know if I was in court or Fiddler on the Roof. So I'm sitting there, right? And they get the court. Now, the first case up, all the people that got lawyers have to go up first. So there's a cut.
So, of course, the Jews go first.
Oh, yeah, right. So most of the Jews.
You know what I'm feeling?
Yes.
So, yeah.
Bet! We'll bet! Feel like my people being persecuted a little bit.
People like court is pretty much how they're running.
The theme that was running through Joe's head as all the Jews marched into court.
No, it was running through my head on the way they're running the court. So anyway.
I don't think they're Jewish judges up here.
Well, anyway, the court, the judge comes out and they've had the first case. Now, it's not just traffic cases. There was a dog disturbance. 10 minutes on haggling over this mutt. Oh, you got to do. You go to obedience guy. Go. What kind of dog do you have, Cujo? What the hell is going on? Wrap this up and get her out of here. So they do that. Now they got these kids that can't drive. Now apparently you can get your points taken off your license if you write the judge a letter. Apparently, if you're 18.
Oh yeah, I've come up with all sorts of crap. I'm much older than that.
Well, why don't you?
I got out of a ticket by saying I would do a fundraiser. A Florida ticket said I'll do a fundraiser up here. Got another comic to sign off on it. No ticket.
Well, I am going to tell you why it was a good idea. I did not write a letter.
Because you can't write?
Yes! Because...
Was he checking spelling errors?
Yes!
And paragraphs and
sentences? The judge berated this kid.
Let me stop you. I am going to disagree with you, Joe. I feel if you would have written the way you always submit your blogs and every other letter you wrote, the judge would have said, this guy's retarded. He can't be held responsible.
I would have been locked up.
As a matter of fact,
up.
He shouldn't have a license.
Exactly. I would have got 30 days in the stir if she read what I would have written.
I don't think she would have understood. I barely can.
But this one kid, he had to be 17, writes a story why he's not going to speed anymore. He's going to be a good kid.
Sure.
The judge reads it and goes, are you kidding me? You wrote this? And meanwhile, I feel like I'm a stupid over here when he reads one of my blogs. I is capitalized. You can find a comma in here. And she goes, And she goes, "Do you understand?" She goes, "No, I'm not done. Do you understand you couldn't get a job interview with something like this?" And the father's standing right next to him. Oh. And he's like, "Did you read this?" "Well, yes, you're right. You let him send this?" He goes, "This is atrocious." She goes, "I'm going to keep this. I'm going to keep this."
Oh, that's awesome. It's going in her top drawer.
It's going in her top drawer. And it's like, holy cow. Wow. This stupid put her in a bad mood before I get up there.
Yeah, it's like, thanks, stupid.
Yeah, it's really good you didn't write, Joe. Great.
I didn't. I thought that. I'm like, holy
shit. But I still contend that she would have realized that you were handicapped enough where she would have like, "Well, you know, maybe he needs to drive with a passenger who has a steering wheel too."
Yeah.
But we certainly shouldn't hold him responsible.
So when I meet up with the
training wheels,
yeah. When I meet up with the district attorney,
they got the DA.
The DA.
This is a big case.
No, it's not. It's highway robbery because you meet with the DA and he tries to tell you what they're going to plea bargain to. So basically,
I told you that was going to happen.
I know. Yeah. I wasn't surprised. I knew it was going to happen too. But I'm trying to see. So basically, this was a pre-trial hearing. You have the option to select if you want to go to trial. Obviously,
oh, they wouldn't do it that night?
No. And I'll tell you what happened. So basically, you go online with the DA. The DA tells me, "All right, we're gonna now." This was not coming to
us. How much was your ticket for?
I'm getting to that.
Okay.
I come up to that. They go into the prosecutor, and basically the ticket, my offense, was not coming to a straight stop. He goes, "All right, we'll knock it down to jaywalking, and it's $150.
What? Oh, yeah, of course. Jaywalking.
How the hell, in the middle of the country, who the hell jaywalks?
But that's what they do, but I told you that. Yeah, it has nothing to do with cars.
Right. And
yeah.
He goes, "We'll knock off.
Your kite got tangled in a wire. Right. $200.
Why? But I'm like, all right, jaywalk, $150, and there's no surcharge. Oh, good. Thanks for not greasing it up before you stuck it in.
So, you need one of those Tommy Lama fingers.
Yes. No, obviously, yeah. I didn't say that. So I'm like,
well, you smile.
I know. Is there any way that I go, $150 is excessive. I go, is there any way? Because I'm trying what I do in Nassau County, where they always say, "Oh, yeah, sure, whatever. What do you got?"
Yeah. Where they know you.
Where they know me.
They're familiar with your work and your shortcomings.
Right. And I go, is there any way that we can knock this down to a lesser fine? "Well, you got to see the judge for that." All right, so I got to wait and see the judge. So I go up to the judge, and the prosecutor explains to the judge the thing. And I go, "Do you have any questions, Mr. Curry?" And I go, "Yeah, I wanted to just show you this picture." Because my game plan was I wanted to show her the picture where there was absolute reasonable doubt that the cop made an error in judgment, where it would be a waste of my time. We're wasting the court's resources to pull this officer.
Resources? You saw the line, Joe. They got plenty of resources.
Trying to do what I got to do. You don't ask, the answer's always no.
Not according to the Tommy Lama. He would have said, "Don't try, you can't fail."
Well, I was busy there when you were busy with him here. We're not going to get a phone in.
You could have used that.
So I go to hand. "Oh, no, I can't see that now. What do you think? It's cock pictures? What are you doing?"
Is there a better time?
Yeah. I dance right now.
Yeah. Your Honor, I promise and swear in front of the whole court this is not cock pictures, Your Honor.
Your Honor, maid approached the bench.
And speaking of which, that town's got, I went into the restroom, they got to lower their urinals. It's so high, you got to be a giraffe to pee. But anyway.
And you're tall.
Yeah, I know. But anyway.
Not tall enough to pee.
Apparently not.
And then, I'll sit on somebody's shoulders if I have to pee.
So then I go.
Might get him in the back of the head, but what are you going to do?
So I felt like I would be wasting the town's resources and stuff like that. She goes, "Well, it's not really we could do." I go, "Well, I go. I'm tight on money. I don't have $150. Can I pay $75?
Right. Yeah.
Everything's negotiable. Yeah. I was a purchase.
No.
Hey, you don't ask. The answer's always no.
You don't come with cash or a checkbook?
I do, but I don't plan on using it.
You're a dummy. Yeah. See that should have given the judge
me going to court with a checkbook is like me going to on a date with a condom. There's very little chance of it being used. So
well, you prefer a leg. And so, apparently the court came on your leg.
Yeah, right.
Now, if you shut up with a sock, now we're on.
So there was nothing he could do. It's going to be no points, jaywalking, and $150 fine.
So you could have been here 45 minutes earlier if you just would have settled up.
No, you couldn't. You have to sit. You have to sit and wait to go before the judge. So even if I did agree to it initially, I would have to wait. While every Jew in town got written up.
You had the option
for jaywalking.
You had the option of taking more time out of your busy schedule to come up there and show them the evidence. That's what they try to wear you out.
That's and the thing is, it's because I would have to take more time off of work, more gas and tolls. It might interfere with another show.
It doesn't make sense.
It might be
sense.
In a separate day. It's stupid just to bite.
And they know that.
They know it. But usually, like I said, I'm used to Nassau County where you could work with them and stuff like that. But meanwhile.
Did you ask the judge if she knew the people over at Chase Visa?
Nah. Why, you've been working with her?
I thought maybe, you know, like just trying to give you the runaround. Oh, Joe, we'll pass this on, Joe. Come to another court appearance.
Did you palm the DA at 20 and ask for a good table?
No.
Oh, stupid.
But the one mistake I did make was I had my jacket. I haven't worn my jacket in since last winter.
Okay.
And it got chilly tonight, so I put it on, and I got to go through the metal detector, not knowing I got a more change and miscellaneous shit in my pocket. It looked like the scene in Spinal Tap when I go through the
Joe, and Juan's were you going in my off. House?
Yeah, really. It was like your car with two sleeves. So I go through, and that was an ordeal. But yeah, $150, no points and stuff like that. And
I hope you learned your lesson.
What I learned is that these towns are the biggest collection of thieving crooks, mm-hmm. and none of this has anything to do with the law. It's like a red light camera. The red light camera people, you know, the people are out. It say keeps safety, and it makes people think. No, the town could care less if you're sliding sideways with nuns on your hood. They want money. That's what they're doing, money.
Well, Joe, that's what.
Yeah. Ooh,
hold on, sister, we're going through.
The difference between a Joe Curry and myself is
yes.
I invest in the preventive measures. I have the radar detector.
Yes.
I have the GPS that tells me when there's a red light camera ahead.
No.
I am all armored up, Joe. I am not taking chances because, as you know, we travel through a lot of these small towns, and sometimes not even in the state where we live. Our plates say New York, and they're looking for that, Joe.
I'm dead dog serious. I'm out to get a new – my old GPS is really pissing me. I'm out to get a new GPS, man, so I might get the one you have.
All right. Well, you know what, Joe?
You should get the detector that he has that yells
caveman.
Caveman.
That he gets yelled at. It doesn't say caveman. Well, it sounds like it. It says caveman.
I say
you'll
that.
You'll get mad.
Caveman.
I'm with you. I'm already in a bad mood.
All right. Well, it's just.
I thought you were going to say you're already with a caveman.
That, too.
We established that he made it with Sasquatch.
Yes.
All right. Well, Joe, that is for you personally, I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
For the show, awesome.
I don't like, it's not, you know what, I always like to cut a deal. It's part of my job. I cut deals all day long.
Yeah, but not good ones.
But not
good ones. It's not your strength.
It is my strength. You don't sit with me during the day. I cut deals.
I see you off hours negotiating. How's that McClinton logo working out for you?
Well, the court wasn't promising me a record contract. And the judge wasn't from Universal RCA, you know, sitting there. So it's a little different.
Well, listen, all I can say, you both have your strengths in as far as like negotiating and wearing people down. So I'm thinking the next time I have to buy a car, you're both coming with me. Because I'll be driving a Cadillac on Ford Focus dollars.
Yes.
Well, Joe has made us laugh.
Yes.
We're going to take a 10-minute break. But right now I'm going to play a track from a CD that Joe is a part of. The Long Island benefit for rescue workers. And Joe is giving this lovely CD to try to sell to other people. Nobody bought the CD.
Oh, well.
But that does
you
not mean...
You stink!
I played some of my stuff last week.
You did?
I did.
Oh, okay. Oh, I wasn't here.
Yeah. But that does not mean that Joe Curry was not funny on this CD.
Oh, God.
So you get to see Joe Curry from about 8 years ago. You get to hear a little Joe Curry.
Longer than that, dude. That was about 10.
All right. So then the people who are going to see you soon, jokes haven't changed that much.
Changed enough.
Some. But you're going to hear a little Joe Curry and some other comics. And we'll be back in 10 minutes. Of course, we'll be back with the top 10 Facebook scams. Shit. And we will see what is going on in Africa with my love.
Awesome.
See you in 10.
See you in 10.
Please. A big warm welcome for Mr. Joe Curry. Give him a hand.
Kelly Molson. All right. Oh, man. I am very excited, very excited. Tomorrow, I will be celebrating my 5th wedding anniversary. Worst part, it's 5 years and we don't have any children yet. And my in-laws flip out about this. We go over there every Sunday and my mother-in-law starts riding with us.
Hey, any children yet?
You see any? You think they're going to follow me in like I'm a mallet or something? Well, I don't know what the problem is. Aren't you two trying? Every Sunday. Aren't you two trying? What do you want, proof? I made a tape last month. I'll bring it over this Sunday. I don't care. Hi, aren't you two trying? Ha 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 ha! Oh my God, yeah, huh? How do you like that position, huh? Never thought thought those ballet lessons were going to pay off, did you? Hey, I got an idea. I never thought if I hit the fast forward, maybe we can have our kid a little quicker. We look like Keystone Cops now. But she doesn't stop. She insists if we have a boy, we have to name the boy Rocco. Rocco, not the name of a child, the name of a soprano, you know? And my wife's a very good daughter. She doesn't want to make waves. She goes, Joe, let's just name him Rocco. Plus, it'll be cute. We can call him Little Rocky for short. And I'm like, that's nice. Now we're going to have this little gangster running around our house. Right? You know, it's going to be like trying to chase this kid. Hey, get over here. Nah, fatso, you can't catch Rocky, see? Nah, see? Nah, I'm going to hide behind the TV, see? You're too stupid, you're not behind me, see? Nah. I don't even know if we're going to have a child. Our sex life is about as spontaneous as a shuttle launch. It really is. I'm just curious. By round of applause, let me hear the married people. By round of applause, let me hear the single people. There's a reason for this! When you are single, sex is a beautiful, lovely, spontaneous thing. When you are married, it's just ugly. And it's now scheduled. On the refrigerator. That calendar on the refrigerator? There it is, right next to garbage day. Sex day. Don't even have to ask me what it is. You'll just see me skipping through town. Sex day, which is followed up by sex night, where my wife comes out in beautiful, lovely lingerie, which I never understood why you women get, you know? I never understood the whole premise behind lingerie. Finally, I ask my wife. She comes out. She's wearing everything. And I go, why do you wear that stuff? Well, it's to excite you. Look, it's sex day, okay? You could come out with swim fins and a carrot in your ass. It ain't gonna stop me. But Joseph, there's a snap. Don't care if there's a guillotine swinging around. I'm in there. So we get things underway, and the phone rings. We let it screen. It's my mother-in-law. You know what it's like trying to have sex with your mother-in-law's voice right in the background? It rolled up like a party horn. Then my wife decides, you know what, let's get a fertility test done. So she goes out, she has a fertility test done, she's very fertile. She comes back to me, she goes, well, they want you to take a test. I go, what type of test? You know, you have to go there. And I go, if you think I'm going there in a strange place, well, I caught you in the laundry room. Never mind the laundry room. But it turns out if you bring them the sample from home in 10 minutes, it's like you're at the clinic. The team player. So there we were one weekend. Right, team player. My wife's out in the car with the motor running. I'm looking out the window with my drawers down, you know. And she starts telling everybody what's going on. Oh, he's in the bear. I go, shut up, will you? She starts honking a horn now. Nah, 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 nah. Did you fill the cup yet? What do you think this is, Carvel? Get out of here! Nah, nah, nah. Look, you ruined the moment. Could you go get me a magazine? So she does. She comes back 20 minutes later. What do you think she brings me? Penthouse? Playboy? No. My wife brings me Time Magazine with Hillary Clinton on the cover. This woman couldn't make trigonometry hard. But we're trying to spice things up. You know, we're trying to spice things up, you know, and we bought a book, and in this book it suggested having a threesome. I'm married, I can't even have a onesome. I never enjoy it because I don't think you women let us men enjoy anything. I'm sorry. Now, guys, do you think women nag? Want to guess smart. Women, do you think you nag?
No.
Some of you are little liars, some of you are right, because you all nag! And how come when you bust our chops, there's always the invisible friend you talk to as you do it? Did you see what this moron does? I just vacuumed this. He cannot. He just walks in and gets a little... I don't know what the hell I don't... Who the hell are you talking to? I mean, you yell at us at everything. I'm doing the wash the other day, right? And my wife comes up to me. She goes, what are you doing? I go, the wash. You're mixing the whites and the blacks. I go, you racist bitch. I went to a bachelor party a couple of weeks ago. The dancer comes up to me. She goes, hi, for $40, I'll do things your wife would never do. I'm like, really? Here's $220. Take out the garbage and mow the lawn. So I used to live in New York City. We moved out to Huntington a couple of months ago. Bought a fixer-upper. which is a fancy word for hellhole. It never ends with a house. 3 o'clock in the morning, my wife wakes me up. Joe, Joe, what? I hear voices. Well, we got you the Prozac, ain't it working? Turns out we got squirrels in the attic. And there's my wife with a stick poking the ceiling. How many do you think we have? What do you want to do, have roll call? How do I know? She goes, well, tomorrow you have to go up there and get them. Number one, it's going to be hot up there. Number two, you don't tell me what to do. You understand me? You know who the boss is here! Somebody attic and it's very hot. And as I'm falling through the ceiling on the way down to the dining room table, I'm going to pass the sign. You got to walk on beams when you're up there, you know? High school reunion coming up. Very excited. You ever take a class in high school that's useless, though? How many people, by round of applause, have taken high school Spanish? By round of applause. Useless class because it has nothing to do with real Spanish. I'll tell you a story. I'm in Mexico last year. Drank some of the water. Got a case of Montezuma's revenge. Had to find a bathroom using high school Spanish. Useless! I'm in a foreign country. I'm in the middle of town. I'm about to crap my pants. And the only thing I can tell anybody is, I throw the ball. Useless! We used to have assembly day in high school, and assembly day was very interesting. You'd have to go up in front of the class and answer a question, and they would call my name. Mr. Curry? Yeah? Please tell us the difference between an ounce and a half ounce. Right. $40? God bless. Take care. My name is Joe Curry.
Please give a big, big round of applause. Very funny. Ed Molson, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for Ed. Let him hear you.
Well, hello. Here's the part of the show where I tell you a little bit about me. Okay, I got to tell you what I got going on. The other day I get home from work. My five-year-old son comes running up to me. He says, Daddy, Mommy told me all about your job today. I said, oh, yeah? He goes, yeah, Daddy, what's an underachiever? I said, son, come here. That's what you call someone who marries your mother. My wife went out for one of those birth control injections recently. I asked her if it hurt. She said, no, just a little prick. I'm used to that. Bought her one of those new cell phones. These things are cool. I don't know if you have them or if you've seen them. When someone calls you, it doesn't ring. It vibrates. The other night, my wife wanted sex, but I was kind of tired, so I just phoned it in. Romantic woman my wife is. I got to tell you, right before we got married, she had my wedding ring brought back to the jeweler, and without me knowing, she had the jeweler inscribe a very special message on the inside of my wedding ring, and I'll share it with you, because it's so sweet. She had the guy inscribe the words, put that back on, you son of a bitch. So. When it gets right down to it, my wife has the same complaints about me that all wives have about their husbands. You know, you're not romantic anymore, you don't pay enough attention to me, why do you tie my mother up and lock her in the closet? My mother-in-law is the cheapest woman in the world, I swear to God. When she comes to visit, to save on the electric bill, she will follow me from room to room, unplugging every appliance that I'm not using. It's amazing. Yeah, the microwave, the toaster oven, the stereo, Grandpa's dialysis machine. It doesn't stop. Grandpa doesn't care. Grandpa's cheap, too. My grandfather, he's a cheap man. He's 92 years old. He's planning his funeral, and he's trying to save money. I'm like, Grandpa, what's up with that? He goes, I have to save money at my funeral. I'm on a fixed income. So I'm looking. He has these brochures. He has his literature. So I'm flipping through it. And you can actually save money on your own funeral. This is the most incredible thing. They have these low-cost alternative funerals. And the way it works is this. When you die, they lay you out in a rental casket. Swear to God, a rental casket. There is a eulogy I'd like to hear. John lived a good life. He was a happy man. There's so much more I'd like to say, but got to get this coffin back by 6. Grandpa's a bitter man. He's a bitter man, bitter and angry. He's a World War II veteran, and he's angry because he doesn't get the respect he thinks he deserves. You know, finally I had to tell him, you know, Grandpa, thing of it is, during World War II, you were a Nazi.
It is time for a plot duel! That is right, Hot Duet of Davin's Den. We are not tired. We are ready to roll to give you some more extra. So stick around with Davin and Pip and Joe as the party continues. There is no reason to leave. Sit down. Kick back. Take off your shoes. Phew. Okay. Put shoes back on. They stink. Okay. So what does I say? Oh yes, stick around for extra, because we are here at Davin's Den for part two.
And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. On the break, we were listening to the CD, The Long Island Comedy Showcase to Benefit Long Island's Rescue Workers. Gee, I wonder with a title like that why that didn't catch on.
Damn, that's catchy.
The only CD that needs to be released in a double disc just for the title. Of course, before we went to break, the first track we heard, because it's a bunch of different Long Island comedians, first track we heard was our own Joe Curry.
Yay!
And that last comedy we heard was Ed Molson. Joe, I know at one point you were trying to sell these. How many of these do you have left?
I wouldn't sell those.
All right, so this might be part of the prize package that we give away.
What yeah. I did was I used all the plastic cases to send out my demos in. I got no cases in 150 CDs.
Oh, man.
All right. Before we went to break the first half of the show, let's see. Let me try to recap briefly. The chat wished AIDS upon Pip. We learned a lot of things. We got healed by the one and only the great Tommy Lama.
Yes.
And he even offered to help out Joe with his marriage and yes. work personally with Joe's wife.
Yes.
And then Joe got
very
worked
personally.
Over. Yes. And then Joe got worked over by the court system.
Yeah.
Here.
Just another night.
Yeah.
Just another night.
The court got their fingers inside of you, Joe.
Oh, yeah. Inside of my wallet.
That's all right, Joe.
No other place.
But the number to call in, of course, as you know, is 845-986-8804. We're going to do our little Scam Busters segment here. A favorite here
scam
at the desk. Yes, we'll see how long we let the song play. Probably not very long.
You bastard.
Busters! If there's something strange on your Facebook page, who are you gonna call? Scam Busters!
You know, Joe, it's funny you mentioned Facebook, because tonight we're going to be talking about the top 10 scams on Facebook. And this comes courtesy of FaceCrooks.com. FaceCrooks.com, they have a lot of great stuff. I was looking on their website. I'm sure in the future I'll be bringing other things that they have listed on there to our audience's attention. Here's the thing. When I can find a source like FaceCrooks, it really makes my life a lot easier because I have like these ongoing investigative things that I'm doing. Also, I'm like Magnum PI, but with a crappier mustache. And like, so when I can find something like FaceCrooks that can impart, you know, great knowledge to the people out there.
Yes.
Gives me a little bit more time to do all that I need to do for some of the stuff that you can't find anyplace else.
And be all that you can be.
I certainly can be. Joe, what are you looking at?
I'm posting that on Facebook, ironically, that part two of the show has just started, and please join us.
Oh. Well, I can't bitch at that.
No, you can't.
But
you tried.
I will.
Damn it, you tried.
I most certainly will. How dare you, sir? All right, let's go through these. Profile viewers and profile blockers. These scams promise to show you who has been looking at your profile and who has blocked yours from theirs. None of these apps work. Facebook doesn't give the developers access to the data required to create them. See, I would be tempted by that.
I was very tempted by that.
Have you ever done it?
No. And the reason why is because I looked at that and I was like, oh, damn, I would really like to know.
Who's been checking me out?
Who?
Who formerly straight man that is now gay was
looking at me?
Yes.
You know what? No, it's really tempting to know who is, like, looking at your page. How often are they looking at your page, you know? Like,
right.
And I also thought, oh, my God, the people I've been stalking, can they really use this thing? And how does it work? And, oh, my God, I really should stop looking at their page so often. So I thought, oh, no, I should see how this works. So I looked at it, and then all of a sudden it says some disclaimer like, do you let us have access to everything you ever put on Facebook and all your friends and your PIN number and your grandmother's panty drawer?
Yeah,
I mean, it wants to know everything.
Once they start doing, and that's what they're trying. They're trying to either get personal information, a lot of these things, or install onto your computer malware,
yeah,
which can give you viruses or programs that you don't need. It happened to Joe a few weeks ago. Joe got a pop-up message, not on Facebook, that he needed to install a new Adobe.
It was on the Flash Player, and you get a choice.
Did you bring what we need for that?
Yes, thing? I did. I tried to download Adobe Flash.
And before I said, Joe, I think you should go to Adobe's website, make sure it's Adobe before you do it. Just, I got this covered, and he didn't.
Oh, no.
Now, the problem is that Flash Player, which I do need,
right,
is part of Windows Explorer. The program that I downloaded to put the Flash Player on undid Windows Explorer, so I can't get the Flash Player.
Because it's a virus.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well,
I wasn't kidding when I told you, but you thought I was.
It said Adobe on me.
They know that, Joe. They're smart.
I understand that.
Now you do.
I'm not looking for a raise tonight, okay?
I'll double what you're getting.
did it make you feel Adobe?
Really? Wow.
Sorry.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
But yeah, but it just goes. It just goes. What Pip? Yeah, she feels bad about that. Good work. but in both cases, it disguises themselves as something that you would want.
Absolutely, without a doubt. I've had that, and I've been interested in it. Not interested in it, but I'm like, wow, I wonder if people could get this. And it looks legit that Facebook is sending this.
Yeah, it really does. And it looks like it, and it looks really like it's going to be from, you know, they say only download things from a reputable site. And
yeah,
it really, you do really think that you're getting something from
Adobe.
Well,
because you see the Facebook logo.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, well, it's from those guys.
It's
and
so,
I'm on Facebook.
It's so weird because I get the impression that not everybody on the internet is honest and forthright.
I figure there might be somebody out there up to no good.
No.
Yes. Live and learn. This one we've all seen. No, it's number two on their list. Free iPads and iPhones. It says, don't be fooled by messages stating you can test and keep an iPad phone, etc. These are all marketing gimmicks. I've actually started to fill out these surveys.
And
usually in their email. And then they're like, oh, they're asking too much. Enough of this horse crap.
Right.
After 5 minutes in, I'm like, X.
Right.
Do you, like, back all the stuff out?
No, I just X.
Oh, okay.
Now, what happened to me was I got that. I started to look into the information.
I'm this like, looks wonderful.
And I'm like, hold on for a sec. And then I go on and I go, I typed in, is there any internet scams that, you know, say that you might have won an iPad or iPhone on Facebook? You know, like about 20.
But this one's legit, Joe.
Not as legit as the Adobe one looked. Somebody that says I don't get fooled. Yeah, I did.
Has anybody ever completed one of these?
No, I haven't.
No.
So we're half stupid.
Yeah, just has to. You get part of the way through, and then all of a sudden sense takes over. Thank God.
To me, it wasn't sense. It was my lack of patience.
But
you know what? Thank God it's that long, because, you know, if it was shorter and they only added a couple things, we'd be like, oh, yeah.
Because I've gone into, like, focus groups and done things, and you get stuff.
Yeah.
Usually money. But you do that, or you test products. Like, I used to work for a computer company where I was testing products and everything, not from the comfort of my own home.
I've got to those test marketing places, and they ask you all kinds of questions about whatever it is that day, and I'm like, oh, you know, I mean, and actually, I get phone calls from those people going, you might fit this group, and, you know.
What, a morons? No.
No, but they.
No, these groups, they're legit, though, when they call up.
Yeah, and they pay.
Yeah,
and sometimes
I've done
that. If you show up, and there's too many people for the focus group, and
they
pick
anyway.
Them, they pay you anyway. They give you a Visa gift card. So, I got $125.
Sometimes I was at an auto show, and I used
more
to
than you get here.
No,
I was at an auto show once, and I had an Isuzu Amigo, which I loved. Isuzu was coming out with a new truck, and they asked me, they go, do you own an Isuzu product? I go, yeah, I own an Amigo, and they go, do you want to be a part of a focus group? I'm like, sure. Yeah. So I sat down. They showed the truck. I'm like, yeah, this looks cool. They gave me $50.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
All right. Free Facebook credits. This scam is targeted for the gamers on Facebook. Credits are used to purchase items in Farmville, Cityville, etc. Credits cost real money, and you aren't going to receive a large sum of them for free. I don't play these games.
Neither do I.
So it doesn't really apply to me.
Me neither.
But I imagine it would be exciting to somebody that does.
Sure. I mean, if it's between that and a drought, I think that you want your crops watered.
For Farm Club, absolutely.
You know?
Nobody likes dry imaginary corn. I think
it's popping right on the vine.
You got to bring that imaginary harvest in.
Look at my imaginary cow. It's all dried up. It's powdered milk. Yeah. We need to do something.
Oh, man, that used to annoy me when somebody's imaginary cow would wander onto my page on Facebook and ask for me if I wanted to join. I'm like, really?
You know what happened to those imaginary cows?
They're imaginary
steaks. Yeah. It was a race together.
We saw that line in the road and like, I'm not, the race is on.
But it's nice that we both slowed down and shared it.
Like a Facebook credit,
yes,
if you will.
It was like a slow motion pounding of the heads of two goats. With
that is probably outwards. As emotional as Joe and I will ever get on this show.
Yes. We had a moment.
The Tommy Lama is already working his great work.
He got his fingers
you
into
guys
us.
Had a moment. Can we go on?
I see what you did there.
Yeah,
you held
thanks.
Them out.
Yeah. Yes, held them out.
Number four, free items, gift cards, and tickets. Well, Joe's got tickets. It wasn't free.
No,
if it sounds too good to be true, then you can be sure it is on Facebook. You aren't going to get free airline tickets, Subway or Starbucks gift cards, or a Facebook hoodie just by completing a survey.
I just like that. Like the airline's going to go, let's give $500 worth of tickets away so we get a like.
Yeah.
Don't think it's going to happen.
No.
Listen, even if the Facebook hoodie thing is legit, I don't really think it's worth filling out a survey. I don't need a Facebook hoodie. Then I walk in Florida and I get shot. It's a lose-lose situation.
Now, you would think if these crooks were
You're
thinking...
You're going to get shot anyway.
Most true.
You would think if these crooks are thinking, they might go, you know what, why don't we make the procedure a little shorter?
Yeah, probably, you know.
But they probably need to get all... You know what? Probably the longer on the hook, the longer that we are on there, whatever they're doing, they're mining our information.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Has you guys participated in any of these?
No, not those.
Not those, no.
Breaking news stories. Anytime a major news story breaks, Facebook will be there. Your news source.
That's where I get my news from.
If you're looking for political hates, Facebook is where you go.
That's where you go.
Keep your guard up. Scammers love to trick unsuspecting users with promises of exclusive coverage. I've never seen that.
I haven't either. I didn't know what they were talking about exactly.
And what would a major person, a major news event, share just with Facebook?
You know, really, what is that about?
CNN lost 50 likes over their reporting of the shutdown.
And we need to change that, so we're going to switch it to Facebook.
No.
I mean, some of these are absurd. I mean, some of these, if you fall for sucks to be you.
Breaking news story, if you fall for that, you're
It's like you must be a real noob to the internet.
Yeah.
Or it's like, you know, it's your great-great-grandma's first day on the computer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Phishing attempts, this is number six. Phishing attempts to steal your login info. If a scammer can get your login credentials, then they can wreak all sorts of havoc before you reclaim your account. Messages pretending to be from Facebook security is a popular way they trick users. Click here for more information on phishing scams. I always see that stuff in emails.
Yeah.
Like the official, Yahoo Security or Facebook. Really?
Yeah.
Really? Are you that concerned? Clearly we've worked with scammers. You're not.
Now let me ask you a question. Is Facebook this concerned about all these we're reading?
You know, I think it's, you know, again, it's a free platform. What are they going to do?
Well, they have people trying to scam their
you
people.
You can't even get tech support if you have a Facebook issue.
there's
no Facebook tech support.
No.
You're
on your own.
People have been kicked off Facebook for, like, nonsense, like friending too many people. I've been threatened with that, and I don't friend anybody.
One of my friends,
in real life or Facebook.
One of my friends, they said she sent too many IMs during the month. Gail, you know who you are. And she sent too many IMs one month, and they were like, thought she was up to some nefarious bad doings. No, she's just very chatty.
Really?
You know? Yeah. So, and she was like, so they cut off her IMs for the month, and they said, you know,
that's
you're
ridiculous.
On probation.
She's got a big yap and busy fingers. Leave her alone.
Busy fingers. Hey, we should get these two kids together. Her and Tommy Lama.
Number seven. new or extra Facebook features, dislike buttons, things that we've actually talked about that we'd like on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Apps to change your Facebook color or see who unfriended you are just a few examples of these scams. While there are legitimate browser extensions that can offer these features, scammers often insert adware or malware into the plugins. We recommend that you only install apps and extensions from trusted, easy Barbara Walters, well-known developers. I actually added one of those from Mozilla. Onto my Mozilla account.
All right, I was just going to ask you about that because it's not something that you would find on Facebook. Because let's go old school. MySpace,
right.
When MySpace first came out,
yeah.
My buddy was helping me get my MySpace account set up, and he goes, "These extra apps that you can get from like this guy,
yeah.
Abzilla, or something, just an example."
Abzilla?
Well, I'm just making.
He's got the biggest ab. He's crushed you with his crunches.
You.
It's Abzilla, the Japanese. Oh, look at the ab! Look at the ab!
Look at that six pack. We will drink for many, many moons.
Abzilla!
Wow, I just made something up as an example when we got a minute off of it.
Kind of like your sex life.
Right on, yeah. But so I guess those are external of Facebook.
Yeah.
I did that on Mozilla, so I don't even have to log into Facebook. I can see if I have messages or I've been tagged and stuff, and I can see who's online.
Now, let me ask you a question. Mozilla, when you first heard of it, how did you know it was legit?
I think I actually checked it out.
Okay.
I think I actually did a little research online, and that one was legit.
All right.
Oh, okay.
But I don't have the ones for dislikes or anything like that. That would be too hurtful.
You know what? People get really carried away with that.
Yes. But here's the thing, though. I mean, Facebook knows these things are out there. You're doing all these other stupid changes nobody wants.
Right.
Nobody needs. Why not just invent some of these things?
Yeah, some of the things.
It's not like you don't know how.
Because nobody trusts it now.
Right.
No, but if it came from Facebook as one of the things that comes from Facebook,
yeah.
You would trust it.
But then I would, not only that, and if you're spending all this time making up things that drive us nuts, maybe you should look into like these people that are trying to hack in. Spend more time there.
Right.
Again,
and security
and I'm kind of
more.
Tackling this with Western Union, which hopefully, we'll get more with that soon. But there's only so much they can do. I mean, it's very frustrating. But, and I'm not defending Facebook or anybody, but the thing about the criminals is they're always a step ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's only so much Facebook can do about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a free it's a free service. It's not like Western Union where it's a pay service.
Right,
It's a free – I mean, what do you want them to do? To make it where you, listen, I can't log – God forbid I travel. And I want to log on to my Facebook page, and I log into the hotel's internet. That's a federal case. Now I have to go through a bunch of pictures I barely know, but they're on my friends list if I want to log into Facebook. I'm sure that's happened to you guys.
Yeah.
Not really.
Really? Well, you don't travel much.
Travel enough where it would be an issue.
But your computer wasn't working at the time. Every time we've traveled, you've banged away at your computer, but it wasn't working.
When I went...
That sounds personal.
I'm opening myself up, but it is away from home. I went to Scranton when I was in Scranton. I understand. I know, but it's... Why don't I just say I went away somewhere?
Because you're an honest man.
All right.
Yes.
But I had the old laptop. Let's go back. June was probably April, and I had no problem.
Yeah,
it doesn't always happen, but it does happen. Like, we don't recognize this device, it'll say.
Oh,
even
really?
Though it's the same laptop it always is.
You know what?
And then I have to go through security. I have to, who's this person in that picture?
I will be frank with you. I do.
Just be Joe.
we
can check analytics and we can see he's being frank.
That's true.
No, tonight be frank.
Yeah. But no, when I went away last month, I believe that did happen to me. And then I rebooted. I shut the computer down, rebooted it, and was fine.
I'm not going to identify my friends. I'll restart again.
No, I will not.
I will not look at these pictures. That Michael McClinton picture hurts. We were all silhouettes together at one time.
Now they're empty silhouettes.
Yes. Are they all empty?
Now they are.
They're not with you. They might.
No, but that's actually a McClinton song.
You know, McClinton was like the modern day Menudo. They're just constantly changing cast members.
They don't even.
I have to say,
we
have rehearsal tomorrow night with Ray Sardis. I got to use that. Half the band is,
glad I can
grown up Menudo.
Not grown up Menudo. Half the band is McClinton, the old McClinton.
I'm glad I can fill your band comedy set tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
glad to help you write show.
Thank you, sir.
Number 8. Shocking and sexy headlines. Anything that starts out with OMG or shocking is best left alone on Facebook, except if it's my penis. They lure in victims with outlandish, steamy, or perverted messages. These usually end in a survey scam and a video that doesn't play.
But it's so obvious when you see that OMG or shocking, it should be followed up by, DMF.
DMF?
Yeah, dumb motherfucker.
I have not heard that abbreviation.
They are followed by GMFs. Excuse me. Oh, my God. That's really funny. No, it's... who follows that? I mean, like a teenager. You've seen
OMG. Really?
Yeah,
really?
You know what?
Really?
But we are... First of all, we've been indoctrinated into the whole scamming hell world.
Oh, are you saying we're, like, we're so, bitter and
well, we were you the three of us were cynical going in, and now we are much more cynical. So,
except when it comes to Adobe,
two of us are much more cynical.
No, two of you.
I'm telling you, Joe,
one of us had to try to get the compound live video.
I think next time you go to court, you really need me there by your side to testify for your ineptitude.
You know what? I gotta use stupid here tonight.
Well, stupid's not stupid. You're the stupid. Stupid would be smart in that equation. Fake celebrity stories. Facebook is not the place to receive your celebrity news and gossip. Scammers use fake deaths and other sensational stories to entice users. They often spread very fast because users share the post before verifying the story. You know, I guess, again, this is like these things where you click on, and then all of a sudden you're in this web, and they're getting all your information, and they're installing stuff.
Right.
That I'm not something I'm prone to.
I every once in a while have been, you know what it is? I used to visit a lot of the gossip sites, and I got addicted to it. And so something, you know, and I started actually caring about these stupid people that I don't even know who they were, but it's like, it sounded like...
Well, you know Joe well enough.
No, I mean, like, dumb things, I don't know, you know, like... shows I wouldn't even watch, but it was like, ooh, that sounds like good gossip. They really did that to each other? Unbelievable. You got some nerve.
But,
and I'd click on it, and then all of a sudden, I'd see my computer slow down, and pop-ups coming, and I'm like, oh, son of a bitch, they got me.
But the thing, if you do see something like that on Facebook that's this big, major, breaking, sensational story, you just don't, because usually most of the stuff on Facebook is nonsense or somebody horsing around, you just go out of it. You go into
Huff, about the show.
You go into Yahoo. Huffington Post or something like that.
Someplace that you consider legitimate.
CNN, something like, if it's breaking news, it's obviously going to be there.
Right.
I go to MySpace, because I figure who has the time to lie on
MySpace?
Well,
on MySpace, the breaking news there is the British is coming.
I was waiting to see what reference. That was an old one.
They were talking about the Beatles.
It was just Tom, like, being John Revere.
Tom must be a lonely person.
He's on Facebook now. Anyway. He is.
Can't beat him, join him.
Yeah, exactly. This is the last one. Number 10. Help, I'm stranded and need money. If you get a message from a friend stating that they are stranded in London or some other exotic locale. First of all, is London really exotic? Okay. Don't rush down to Western Union to send them cash. They have likely had their Facebook account hijacked by scammers. Now, Joe and I have each gotten these in email.
Oh, yes, me too.
One of us responded. One of us did not.
No, really?
Joe responded. Joe told us about this.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Joe's first instinct was to bring it to the show and not notify the people that their account was hacked.
Right. Now, as a matter of fact, ironically enough, I got one yesterday. And this guy wrote, "Good day, dear. My name is Chris Andy. I'm 17 years old from the Republic of Ivory Coast. My parents died during the war crisis here due to politics. I need your help to move U.S. dollars, $8 million, to your country."
Well, this isn't the same, Joe. This is a different scam.
Yeah, but it's just, you know, it's the same thing. If they're stranded and needed some money, but it's one of these, you know, these money scam.
Now, in Facebook's defense, I started to get scammers again being interested in me. And they've all been African-American women. Apparently, they either listen to the show or they like my avatar, which, of course, is the band is called Big Black. And the album is called Songs About Fucking. So they're like, all right, let's go with the African-American chick. He'll be hooked.
Hey, yeah, now.
So they engage me because they want to get to know me. The last one was Fave. F-A-V. F-A-V.
She sent me one?
Yes. Now, immediately I was turned on.
Of course
I want to pursue this further.
Of course,
I responded.
Of course.
Unfortunately, much to our chagrin, people are getting hip to this now, and they're deleting these scammers before we can have our fun.
You're ruining the bit.
Stop smartening up, society.
And I got several from these very American people here. Kieran Up the Hay.
That's where I want to stick it, Up the Hay.
Yeah, we had Faith Annie Thomasy, Desmond Esther. Let's see, Flov Aduju.
Hey, haven't you talked about my people enough?
Yeah, right. So, yeah, I think might be hitting our site and coming to us.
No, I mean, it's just comics that go onto these single sites. But, you know, everybody likes to complain about Facebook. Why don't they do anything? Why isn't people getting smarter? Well, more people are getting smarter, and Facebook is deleting them.
Yeah. But
I have to work harder to scam scammers.
You have to go look for them now.
Fortunately, I do.
They can't come find you.
Yeah,
it's
well,
easy.
All right. So the final things that Face Crook says, and I definitely recommend everybody goes to facecrooks.com. These scams can spread wall-to-wall between users by click-jacking and like-jacking, as opposed to the normal type of jacking I do. I do like jacking. Anyway, rogue application and fake events. Scammers will exploit any method they can and sometimes can be quite creative. A common endgame is a survey scam, but other are more malicious in their intent. Many users have received Trojans, well, that's a preferred condom, viruses, and other malware infestations. By falling victims to these scams on Facebook. So there you go.
Wow.
If it looks too, again, it always comes down to this. No matter what the situation is, if it looks too good to be true, it is.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And you know what? If you need Trojans, go buy them yourself.
Yes, Pip. He looks.
Cricket.
Wow. Tell you what. Sounds like your funny bone has an infection. The AIDS is hitting the funny bone.
Oh, it is.
All right. Let's.
Would you like to hear some more phlegm?
No, I'd like to hear some Flory phlegm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Whoa, whoa. Always and forever.
Just like a creature that somehow. It wasn't even halfway over.
We usually cut it earlier than that.
I know. I was like, I'll let it play out. And I'm like, I can't let that play out.
That's long.
All right, where we last left off, it was not an eventful dialogue I had with my beloved Belinda, my Ghanaian girlfriend, but it was certainly entertaining.
Yes.
She asked me where I was going, and I told her the post office. She asked me what I would be doing there, and I said, taking out my penis to show it to small children.
Can you believe this stuff, Joe?
I'm sitting at the house last week. I'm like, really? I was sitting in the chat last week.
The good news was, this was one of the most enthusiastic times she was ever about my penis.
I know.
She seemed to want to engage in my penis and make my penis happy.
Now, if I remember correctly, wasn't there more concern that she was excited about the penis that you're a creep in a public place?
Yes.
I was not concerned.
I was concerned.
I was thankful that since we had our bestial relations, where I was an animal and she was a person, things are looking good for me. She still wants to chat. You know, she wants me to be there, even when I grill her and say, yeah, you're lying.
Right.
She wants to work it out. She knows I might walk. She wants to make me and my penis happy.
You know what? That sounds like really, and all things being equal, that sounds like two pretty good things.
I'm not complaining.
Why would you? Yeah.
Somebody just messaged me. Uh-oh, what's going on here? Here's something to, well, I'm getting, here's something to build on in future episodes. Let me get their crap. All right. Tori Phoenix from Indie Authority is bitching.
Why?
Not about us.
Oh, okay.
She runs, she's one of our affiliates, and it's predominantly a music affiliate. Mm-hmm. But apparently she's ranting and raving again.
Yes.
Apparently our show has hurt like Dr. Phil.
I know. Tori started the show with a rant last week.
So Tori Phoenix would like an expose. An expose to build on future episodes. The local music scene on how many people can't seem to get their crap together when they need to tag MP3s. Well, Tori Phoenix, that sounds like we could get 45 minutes out of that gold.
Yes.
I'm sure we will.
Oh, yeah.
Now, is anybody in the indie music scene interested in seeing my penis? Because if they are, they should go to the Western Union and my penis will be their immediamente.
Yes, each performance is about a minute and 70 seconds.
That'd be 2 minutes and 10 seconds, Joe.
Okay. Half a dozen one or the other, you say tomato, you say tomato.
It took me a second to catch that, too. That's very funny.
It's another way to look at it.
And Tori Phoenix, much like Belinda, would love to see my penis. I think,
wow,
we've noticed the show's popularity has been gaining, more people chiming in, listening.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of it has to do with my penis. I think my penis should be on the business card.
I think
it's about the same size.
I think your penis should write. I think your penis should write the next blog.
Its spelling is better than yours.
Probably.
I just don't know if it has enough life experiences, Joe.
Well, on the end of you, I don't know.
That's what I was saying. Thank you, Captain Obvious. Ay, ay, ay.
Minute and 70 seconds.
Oh, Tori Phoenix would like to know how big is it. Well, I happen to be running for mayor. I'll be happy to show you a picture. I'll be running for mayor in the town where Joe just got a ticket.
Yeah, let me tell you, the mayor of the next town over just stuck his in me.
It was not magic fingers.
No.
All right. So before we get
to... Alrighty then. Enough about my brain. Let's go.
Somebody has to keep the show moving along, and it will be me and my penis. Before we get to my beloved Belinda, there is another character who's been involved. The lovely Mavis Mills.
Yeah.
Look, Joe lights up.
I did.
It's my chick.
Let's recount, because we're getting all these new people, very briefly, who Mavis Mills is. In August of 2012, my beloved Belinda, when she was Agnes, was all of a sudden adding all these dudes to her Facebook page. I'm like, hey, man, what gives? Thought you're my one and only. Oh, I was doing that for Mavis Mills, who is my very close, good friend, but she doesn't know how to use the internet. I'm like, well, have I got the guy for you? And that is when I tagged in our own Joe Curry, or as he would be known as, Dick Eldorado.
Yeah.
Dick Eldorado, or Joe Curry, if you will, and Mavis Mills, Agnes/Belinda's good friend, sort of had a torrid relationship filled with lousy poetry, leeches, injuries, and Dick Eldorado talking all the time to his cat, Mr. Whiskers. Now,
not a euphemism.
Unfortunately, in funny, out of the barrel you go.
Thank you, sir.
Unfortunately, in January, Mavis Mills sent an email to Joe. Joe never got this email. Mavis Mills reached out to me and said, "How is Dick Eldorado?" I'm like, well, he's going through a hard time. It's like, oh, I sent him this email where I came clean and everything, and he never responded. And then I decided that perhaps I should take over and use this as an opportunity, because we know, well, we don't know, we're pretty darn sure, Mavis Mills, Belinda/Agnes/whoever she wants to be, they are working in cahoots.
Of course.
And both their stories are the same, where they were just looking for love and posed as non-black girls, but were afraid of the racist hate they would receive.
Yes.
So Mavis and I have been talking back and forth, on and off. And my goal has been, and I have wagers with people, you can recount to everybody the wagers with, to get Mavis Mills on a video chat, much like I did with Belinda and the man who scammed, who is working with Belinda. And once again, the Den Pen, the Dennish, they have doubted the pimp hand of Davin. So that is fake Davin. So that is what I've been working towards. So who's on the hook for what?
Well, fake Davin gets this chat with Mavis.
Video chat,
important. I owe him another $20 because he got the $20 out of me because he got the video chat with Belinda in the first place. And we were all like, holy shit. So I would owe him $20. Godelay would have to eat 2 Scotch Bonnets.
Well, he's already eaten one.
Oh, this would be number 2.
Yes, and it's on our site. It's on davinsden.com. You go to the videos. Godelay is a man of honor.
Yeah.
And it's quite the funny video. I suggest you check that out.
Morgane would have to down some fish sauce, because we won't even talk about why she won't have.
And I'll be seeing Morgane in a few weeks, and she said I have to bring my own fish sauce.
Okay.
You got it.
And we will not.
That laugh.
Funny sidebar. My wife goes to me, we got half a block of Velveeta. Do you think Joe wants it? I'm like, I think he had enough.
Take yourself some macaroni and cheese, folks. Enjoy.
You're not a liquid gold digger.
No. It's liquid vomit.
It's usually the form it takes, Joe. Nobody ever puked a cinder block.
And Tom would be going double or nothing on the hot sauce.
Now, Morgane also has dog food for lying, because she got fish sauce because hot sauce wasn't good enough. She liked it, and she gets dog food for lying.
Right, and also our opportunity to see Tom actually got canceled, but happened to be reappeared again, rescheduled again. So
interesting.
So if I want to be able to video this for our fans, I need to get my act together and get this Mavis Mills on video chat so Joe and I can enjoy Trucker Tom's pain.
Right.
And myself and Larry DeFelice, who's been a contributor to the show, can enjoy Morgane's pain. So the impetus is on me to perform. So you can imagine how thrilled I was when Mavis pops up. Shall we go?
Wow, yes.
All right. And this is why I didn't want to do it last week, because I felt Joe needed to be here, because we're talking about his
Tom,
chick.
Hold on to your hat, and don't forget, we are coming to town now. The date got picked up again.
Coming to town. He's so good. He's driving 90 miles to see us. You got to love that about Tom.
Wow.
Oh, he rules. He's a good dude.
Yeah. And, you know, you have to one of the things that was really great that you held off on until Joe was here to enjoy this, we got to see that beaming look on his face.
Joe likes to mock me and my feelings for Belinda, but when you talk about Mavis Mills, it lights up his day.
She's my chick.
Yeah. It's like an imaginary Tommy Lama finger was in him at that moment.
Look, I sit here every week, day in and day out, and I go to him, oh, you're getting emotional, you're getting emotional. You do get a connection.
Yeah.
Where even though we know what it is, it's still like another guy, like you adolescence again, like when you had girls over the house, and it's like, oh, I was talking to Sue. Hey, man, I like her, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you're chatting, even though this is nonsense.
Yeah, of course.
I just still get that thing, you know, you guys chatting with my chick.
Yeah.
Mavis Mills, February 26th, 2013. She asks how I'm doing. She asks, how is everyone? Now, remember, I'm not letting her talk to Richard.
Right.
If she wants to talk to Richard, she's got to go through
and
me on video chat.
How is everyone?
Everyone. I go, do you mean Belinda and Richard? She goes, yeah. I go, I video chatted with Belinda last week, in case she doesn't know what the crew's little developments.
Yes.
And she seemed to be well. Richard seems a bit withdrawn and talks of Mr. Whiskers more than usual.
And life is imitating art, let me tell you.
Wow.
Life is imitating art.
I'm sorry, that's really funny.
That's what I do.
Well, sometimes.
It's just like, you know, you have a friend that no matter how they're like obsessed with something and no matter how you try to steer the conversation away from this one thing they keep harping on, they find a way to work it into every conversation. Oh, yeah.
She asked, does he ask of me? I said, Mavis, if you want to speak with Richard yourself, we can make that happen. I told you what you need to do. When you have time, we will video chat. If all goes well, I will talk to Richard about giving you another chance. Nothing has changed in that regard. She goes, but does he know I told you? He knows. I go, he knows what you emailed him.
Hold on. Can I interrupt one sec? If we do it, we have to get Maui, and I have to hold Maui while we do
Awesome. The cat makes a cameo. Yeah.
Gotta hold Maui through the whole thing.
The cat is like clawing to get away from you.
Adam, still going to go 2 more minutes.
Nah, she'll sit. As long as we don't cackle. So I tell her he knows what you emailed him. She goes, and what does he think? I go, hold on. And she goes, are you there? I guess I don't know what I had to do. I go, yeah, just working with a client. What does he think? She goes, what does he think about what you said? He must be upset since he ignores you, and I've forbidden him to speak with you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't tell her that part, but since he ignores you. I'm playing, because I told you, I go, no more conversations.
Right.
We called in management. She goes, yeah. She goes, are you still busy? I go, just working, what's up? She goes, since you're busy, then I have to attend to the things I have to do. Maybe we can talk later. I go, sounds good. I will be around. When can we video chat? And she gives me the KKK, which I think is okay.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah. So that was Mavis.
She gives me the KKK.
She don't like blacks, huh?
Took my baby away. What?
So that was Mavis Mills. Short? Still asking about Richard.
Short? Not so sweet.
She wants Richard.
Yeah.
Joe?
But she's willing to do what she's got to do to get
him. Do you guys feel optimistic about my opportunity? The clock is ticking.
No, Kai. Well, that's nice. Good. Got to go. Doesn't seem that...
Well, I was busy, too.
I know. It doesn't seem at this point that there was much impetus at this certain juncture that there was with Belinda.
So you're thinking at this point I will be paying up to Morgaine and Trucker Tom?
At this point in time right now,
and
the indication is that you're going to be getting more excuses why this can't be done.
No. I have a feeling.
That's
Gaz. Oh, they're passed. I have a feeling that I should be taking some money out of the bank because I'm going to be owing you a 20.
That's not necessarily true. It doesn't look good.
I don't know. I'm getting a feeling. Call the Spidey sense. I don't know.
No, Joe doesn't have that feeling.
Joe
thinks I'm going to fail again.
I have a feeling when I'm losing money. Well, maybe I'll speed through the next town. Right.
like I said, you're asking me at a certain point in this whole transaction.
Right.
Right now, you're asking me right now, it doesn't look good due to the email that we just read. So at this point, no, it doesn't look good. As we progress, ask if you're going to keep reading more, you know, interactions with her.
No, John, I'm just going to stop.
No, but what I'm saying is this. Ask me the same question in another 5 minutes, and maybe my answer will be different to see what she says.
Well, that was all we had.
All right, that's all she wrote. All
right, so this is where we're leaving off.
With Mavis, yes.
Right, at this point in time.
I
don't think it looks good.
I think the good news is she's still interested in Richard.
Yes.
Bad news is I was distracted, and she didn't want to entertain my nonsense.
Let's preface that. She's not interested in Richard. She's interested in what Richard has to offer. And don't forget, when we left off...
Mental illness. Lack of spine. Once again, crappy poetry. A cat.
Yeah, but that crappy poetry,
with the exception of the cat, life imitates art. Anyway. Think of what I had to offer. I was ready to settle.
Yep.
On my wife's estate when we broke up.
Yeah.
Or we stopped contacting. So how's Richard? Now, is that money in yet?
Yeah,
Let's rephrase it to that.
Yeah.
Which you could be thinking.
Did Richard buy his yacht yet?
Yeah. Now, you asked me a question 3 minutes ago, and I said, well, it doesn't look good. Now, let's see how it progresses. Because if she can get to that money, might be worth having a video chat.
But you got to understand, Joe, they always want the money and they never have the video chat. I'm trying to get the Holy Trilogy here. Three scammers on two video chats. It's not done, Joe. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't have an interest in me, and your relationship with her has not been as intense and as many hours.
Right.
The advantage to have it with you is get back to me, you could get the money.
Okay. But we're asking her to do what, you know, break scammer code. I will certainly do my best to make them break scammer code.
I understand it's a scammer code, but they're a very lawless society, so sometimes rules can be broken.
Well,
you're dealing with a society where there's rules, but there's no rules. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I was just going to jump in. Trucker Tom weighs in, and it says, Agnes, Belinda, Mavis, it's all the same guy.
It's all the same guy. Well, that's one thing.
That's been brought up, too, Tommy.
We actually said that earlier.
Well, no, Belinda and the guy are not the same, because I've seen them both on camera at the same time.
Right.
So no, that doesn't work.
Okay.
But yes, if Mavis and Belinda are the same, she can't go on camera.
No.
And we've wondered if they're the same.
But can't they get somebody else and say that's them?
They could.
They've been known to lie, Daph.
But that would mean another guy, or the same guy, is feeding her.
Get another liar involved? Well, oh, no.
That would mean, right, now I wonder.
It's pretty clear at this point. They all work for the same syndicate.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Now, I wonder if that would be another guy feeding her lines, or the same guy off camera.
My point is this. We know Belinda has spent, we know somebody posing as Belinda has spent a lot of time, who writes like a woman, spent talking to me. The person who was talking to you did not write like Belinda.
No.
So
not even close.
So I think it is more likely that it's probably all part of the same loosely group syndicate.
Mm-hmm.
And they're separate people writing.
So in that group, there were separate people, right?
Yes.
So let's say.
That's what I would surmise.
Yeah, I'm thinking so too, because the style is just wildly different.
Yes.
Now let me ask you a question. In that group, would you think in that group of people, let's say there's another four of us or five of us, and we're a group of people doing this, you think there's a board up on the wall with the list of people that everybody's currently scamming?
I think it's like a
car showroom where you know that. Oh, who got the most money in this month?
Yes, I think. And what potential?
You get a free yak ride. Yay!
Well, let's say what, like with leads and customers trying to get leads or whatever. If they have on the wall the people that currently scamming, like Ungangu is doing this and Hubingu is doing that, you know, and maybe they could trade off, or somebody filling, you know.
I think
in some cases that's probably it.
I think
it is organized like that. I think in some cases it's not. I think it goes on a case by case basis. Clearly, whoever I'm talking to as Belinda is more advanced than your average scammer.
Yes,
Mavis has shown herself pretty shrewd in her limited interactions with Dick El Dorado, although not nearly to the degree that Belinda has, but Dick El Dorado and Mavis have not invested the type of hours.
Right.
And Dick El Dorado has been absurd
from
the word go. They've never really had any of those emotional,
like
real,
but
emotions.
You are carrying it on with your conversations with her. So
Dick El Dorado lives.
Oh, absolutely. And also, you said with the scamming groups, you know, it's like any store. You'll go one deli or like one store, and these people really got their act together. Mm-hmm. And then you go to another store, and they're a bunch of ham and eggers. You don't know what they're doing, really, blah, blah, blah. So it depends. You know, it depends.
Yeah. All right.
Shall we do some Belinda?
Yes,
please.
Everybody's doing Belinda.
I'm sorry, I've been in court, so I'm a little still talking official. Yes, Your Honor.
And I'm still thinking about all those fingers of Tommy Lama.
Ooh, boy, someone's going to have fun tonight.
Everybody's doing,
I'm going to stop off the store, pick up some batteries. All right, anyway.
Like she doesn't have.
Who needs batteries? I have Mr. Helix.
February 27th, the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked Belinda how her sewing's going, because remember, she's making funeral clothes for Rita's father's funeral.
And that's so funny, Joe.
Lovely readers, daddy's dead. Rita's making clothing. Wow. Sorry. All right.
You know what he's doing?
I have an idea, but no.
It's a Beatles song.
Oh, no, is it?
Yeah, I knew he didn't get the reference, otherwise he wouldn't giggle.
Keep reading, son.
All right, Grandpa. So Belinda goes, it's going well, and halfway through my dress, it's coming out really nicely. I go, excellent. She goes, would you like me to sew a dress for you? I go, sure, I will look pretty for you.
Hey, there might be a rot gut gig coming up in December. She can get cooking on some
things. Want me to get her on that?
Yeah.
All right. She goes, yeah, you will.
Yeah, you
that's
will.
My girl.
Yes.
I go, I will be your pet, and now apparently I'll be your girl. You have a very active imagination. She goes, yeah, I do, and you've helped me in developing it. I go, you always had it. I just help you express it. She goes, okay, if you say so, smiley face. She goes, what have you been up to? I go, just working, doing comedy writing. She goes, tell me, what are you writing? I go, I'm writing a comedy roast. I had a lot of roasts up at this time. I explain, I go, that's where somebody gives me a lot of information about a loved one, and I write jokes about it and perform it. She goes, oh, okay, sounds familiar. I've heard a couple of jokes like that. I go, really? I go, I can do a roast of you if you would like.
Yes, every Tuesday.
Yes.
Every Tuesday, folks.
She goes, okay, let's try it on me. I go, well, first somebody would have to tell me all about you. Okay, write it with what you know about me, but does it take a long time to write a comedy roast? I go, it could take hours to write a roast. These are all customized jokes. I don't even know what I know about you, to be honest. If I ever learn everything about you, and if you talk to your family, then I will write a roast just for you. Actually, it takes days. She goes, okay, it's understandable. So do you do this a lot? I go, when I get hired to. I have a couple coming up in the next few weeks. Nothing would make me happier than to know you well enough to actually write one for you.
Mm.
Trying to get to know my girl. She goes, okay, so do you ask questions to get what you want, or they just tell you everything by themselves? I go, I send their loved ones a questionnaire, and they send it back to me, and I write the roast. I get the feeling you really want me to do this for you. Maybe I'm mistaken, though. She goes, you're not mistaken. I would love for you to write one on me so we can both have a good laugh together. It will be really nice. I go, have your loved ones email me, and I will send them the questionnaire. All right, right now at this point, I'm trying to get as much family and much contact.
That's smart.
Yeah, I want to see how deep this goes, or if this is real.
Yeah, we'll get Ishmael and get other members of your family, those people in those pictures on the site that you said that you didn't have, and all of a sudden you did.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Lies.
Liar!
She goes, okay, can any of my family do it? I go, those that know you well can. She goes, okay, we'll do that. I go, okay, but you can't tell them what to write. It has to be from them. She goes, that's fine by me. I go, cool. Who should I expect to hear from? She goes, well, I have two people in my mind, my elder sister or Ishmael, but my sister doesn't know what happens in my life every day because she lives quite far away. I go, the people that love you and know you the best are always the one who provide the best material. She goes, okay, then I will have to decide on that.
Mm.
I go, sounds good to me. I go, so you'll be sending me a sewn garment as payment? She goes, yes, but I will also be needing your measurements to sew a nice outfit. I go, what type of garment did you have in mind? She goes, what clothes do you like? I go, how about a hat? Figured I could use a hat.
Sew me a hat.
I'd like a hat.
Okay.
Who wouldn't want a Ghanaian hat? I should get something for my efforts.
I don't know if I'd want a Ghanaian hat, but go ahead.
As long as she doesn't put lice in there.
She's got
spite.
Some of that death shroud material left over. Maybe she'll make a nice black hat.
I just don't want spite lice, Joe. That's really what I'm
spite lice.
I don't want spite lice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want her, like, rubbing her on, like, the local 8-year-old, and now all of a sudden I got cooties. That's not fun for me.
Ah!
Yeah, so I have to be careful. Yeah. She goes, I say a hat. She goes, wow, I can't sew a hat now, but maybe later I will do. I go, how about socks?
Here's your pretty West Nile hat.
She goes, well, I think I could come up with socks. I go, then we have a deal. And then she goes in caps, okay, deal.
She's going to sew you some socks.
She most certainly is.
Interesting.
I go, are you excited? She goes, yes, I am, aren't you? I go, I am excited to be in touch with your family. I'm excited to learn about you. I'm excited to have something you made me. Smile.
I'm excited to rub your socks all over myself.
Ooh. Now again, this is looking real, kids.
Yeah.
This is a real non-scammery transaction.
Normal.
Yeah.
If she sends you a pair of socks and we can hold the socks up right here and they look like they were handmade.
Yeah, I'm going to feel pretty weird.
My whole opinion may be swayed.
Or swayed. Swayed would mean you're using leather products.
No. Well, that's what I... Suede. Look, you got to understand. I had an 8-hour day.
The same tongue you talk to the judge with.
I had an 8-hour day, 2 hours in court, and an hour and a half of this, all right?
Well, normally I would let it go, but Swayded was freaking funny. You can't let Swayded go. His opinion's going to be Swayded.
I want the socks made of leather. You misunderstood me.
That's very nice.
She's not a dominatrix, Joe. She's a scammer.
I'm trying to save my ass, asshole. Shut up.
To wear the socks.
And you thought I would be the hand to bail you out?
I know. No. I'm just trying not to hurt myself backpedaling. But I would be swayed if she sent the socks.
Yeah, I would be a little thrown.
I mean, a lot of things we could hypothetically. Well, he got that dry. He sent socks.
Yeah, it's like
socks. Really, socks makes it. Despite all the lies, socks make it real, Joe.
Like
if it looked like hand sewn socks, somebody had to stop. I mean, really, with all the things they got, now they got to stop and make and ship to the U.S. socks.
I'm worth it. I provided good stuff for her.
That would,
roast her. She should at least make you hand-sewn goods.
She should make me hand-sewn goods. I deserve that. I put a lot of effort into this, and I'm writing her a roast.
I just want to know, are these socks for her feet? For his feet?
Yeah, I think they're about my penis in the post
office.
Yes,
I think so.
Boy, thank God I just got out of the barrel. Get in there, sweetie. All right.
Stop holding your head down. It's not a blowjob, Joe.
Or maybe. But
they could
he's pressing on the hammer, as Trucker Tom would call it.
Right. Yes. Funny. But really, they could sit there, they tell you this, they have a video, so they're going to make an excuse, but it's blah, 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 blah. We're holding Ghanaian socks in our hands, in our place.
I ask you, all Danish denizens of the den pen, do any of you have socks from Africa?
Do you?
No. I'm asking you guys in the pen, would you guys be swayed by socks? I'd be swayed by socks.
I think socks has love. You only give socks to people you love, and when you run out of ideas,
you're going for the joke. I'm serious in what you said about
joke,
that.
But that's where I've been going the whole time. I am here to prove.
You're holding something tangible in your hand that she made.
Besides my penis, which she made hard.
Right. And Morgan said, and now back to the penis war.
Yes.
My penis is leaving
Get
the dentist.
Get folks. But, you know, you said, well, that will show. Yeah.
But time and time again, Joe, you put lines for me to have her cross.
Right.
And time again, she has run across those lines. And even if I had sucks, you're like, well, she probably bought them at Malmart.
But it's been on the internet. You got to look at the socks to see. And you could tell they're handmade socks on how they're stitched and
I'm
stuff
guessing.
Like that.
You can I can't, guess. But I'm sure
but
you can.
But what I'm saying, for the simple fact that...
Hobby
Sorry, it was raised
Holly
by Hunter. Seamstresses. What can I tell you? But for the simple fact that we're holding socks.
I was raised by seamstresses.
I was. My grandmother was. I was raised by my grandmother and my mother. My grandmother was a seamstress. My grandmother taught my mother how to be a seamstress. I know a good stitch.
It just sounds like something you made up.
I know a good stitch.
Joe Curry.
Is that on the resume?
Yes, Joe Curry.
By the way,
he knows a good stitch.
Good.
But I know a good stitch. I'm telling you, that would show that would show love. That would sway me. That would make me think.
You know what? I think that's really good have him to judge.
Now, Davin is going, well, she showed me this and she showed on the internet. On the internet.
Will you stop, you animals in the chat room? I'm sorry, but they've been talking about all kinds of medical maladies, and they're talking about pink socks again.
Oh.
Stop.
You know what that is, right? You know what a pink sock is?
Oh, you don't know what a pink sock is?
When the inside of your asshole comes out.
A prolapsed anus.
What show are they listening to?
No, they are making up their own show as they go along. This conversation went on a long time ago.
Have they listened to any of the show tonight?
I don't know. Have
you?
Was
it there?
Well, they knew when we were staticky.
Look amongst yourselves.
We're usually the most deranged. Not so much.
Yeah. No. There was some stuff going on in here. It was completely off topic, so I didn't mention. But oh my Jesus! They brought it.
Oh my Jesus! What are you sitting on a porch down south with fanning yourself?
Yes,
you
I
want
am.
Some? Want some sweet tea, Bessie?
Holy smokes!
Anyway,
talk about whatever you want. Just like Davin's Den on Facebook.
With sugar on top. Please.
Follow me on Twitter at Davin Comedy. Do whatever
you
want.
And it's fun in there. I was in there last week. Yeah. Great group of people.
I'm trying to forget the blue waffle people. I'm trying to forget. Continue, Davin.
Anyway. Let's get back to my socks.
All right.
All right.
Not pink. She. I go, agreed. I go, this is also weird, LOL. She goes, LOL, why is it weird? I go, what we have evolved from, where our relationship is, where it could go, where it might go, the feelings, the passion, the anger, the love. It is also weird that it started from a random Facebook friend request.
Yeah.
And that's a very true statement.
I mean,
really, she just went fishing, and I just responded. And all these months later, I mean, this was in June, because we're going to start with this with our scammer shorts I saw coming up. So that was in June, no, July. July.
She started
in July.
She
originally reached out in June.
It was late May, early June, if I'm correct.
And then we didn't really talk, and then July she's back.
Right.
All right. So, and then this is February of this year.
Right.
She goes, well, yeah, but relationships start with friendship, and Facebook gave us that chance. With the other, since we are human, emotions will be involved. But really, it's weird but interesting all the same. I go, well, you were looking for somebody to take care of you. Not sure if you were looking for a friend. She goes, and our relationship can only get better as time goes by. I go, well, that depends on you, my dear. She goes, well, I got a really good friend in the process. I go, yes, no matter what happens, we are friends. And she smiles. Now, remember what I said. No matter how this shakes out.
Right.
You know, he's like, oh, he's in love with her. I just want to be friends with this person at this point.
Yeah.
Because I like this person's sense of humor. She, I'm assuming, makes me laugh. So, you know, and most times when marks and scammers break up, and
right.
they always do,
yeah.
it ends ugly.
No.
I mean, if you listen to this version, Scammer Clips, the latest one, I mean, Flory basically told me to F off. That was after I got shot multiple times.
And I've been listening to the shows. 3, 4, 5. I counted 4.
Yeah, four, I mean, so it usually ends badly. So if this doesn't, if I don't go to Ghana and become part of her family, you know, I would hope that we could become friends. I would hope that's an option.
If you don't go to Ghana, like, that's an option.
I'm flying a lot now. Frequent flyer miles are accruing. I might have already been in Ghana, and you don't know.
That's true.
You don't know what I do.
Uh-huh. Nobody does.
Only Facebook sign-in knows where I am. So yeah.
You really would like to be friends.
Yeah. Yeah. How cool is that? Think about the intel I could get. Think about the interview I could get on the radio.
I mean, if she was willing to flip.
I don't need her to flip.
No.
No. We could chill. I could tell her a little stuff. She could tell me more.
Hmm.
I would not give her the secrets, but I would tell, hey, you're a star. Eventually.
You wanted to be friends. If Scammer, if you stopped conversations with her, would you feel like a little empty?
Yes. Yes. Because I know what's happened when I don't hear from her. I look forward to her. Flory, remember, I said it got annoying because it was just more bad poetry and nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
Pip, do we have any people from groups in the chat?
Yeah, we do.
All right. I just want to point this out, what I did. Folks, if you want to reinvest yourself in anti-scamming, just be careful hooking up again too soon. I mean, he knows what he's doing. He's got a game plan, but you could see the emotional investment. Mm-hmm. That he has.
Oh,
he,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. I like this person. I like, even though they lie to me continuously. But I'm impervious to their to a lot. I'm impervious to the lies that lead to monetary transactions.
Right.
Yes.
But,
yes.
But I mean, not into the emotional connection, regardless of what the relationship will be.
And despite my emotional connection, every time when it's time to hold her to the fire, I do it.
Yes, you do.
I do put on my little business hat and go, now the prosecutor's here. Let's get to work. And I've done it time and time again. No matter how well things are going between me and her and how much I like talking with her, I'm willing to jeopardize it to get intel out
That's
and make
a good
her
point.
Crack.
Now, not
That's
only is
point.
It a good point, not only is it a good point, if you were sitting with her or him or whatever, they might,
them.
due to an emotional investment, because we are human beings. Well,
right.
There's a vote on that. But anyway, we are human beings. He might be continuing
the
doing this.
The chat says
no. Yeah. He might be, they might, whatever it is, might be continued doing this, even though they're trying to scam. This scam is around them. Maybe he's looking around to see if his boss or whoever is seeing that he's concentrating on him.
Being busy.
Because there's an emotional investment.
Right.
Well, that's kind of where we go. And we heard. We heard the connection when we had the video chat.
Yeah,
we heard that.
I mean, you know, bad audio and whatnot.
The
but
second time was not bad audio.
We heard giggling and
yeah,
and
she laughs like Muttley from Catch the Pigeon.
That's funny that you tell. Oh, I don't get your reference. Boy, that was an old cartoon. You remember that?
I know.
Love that cartoon. My dad used to sing that song.
Really?
Isn't that amazing?
Oh no, I love that. Oh, that was great. I can't believe you remember that.
But yeah, but we've talked about maybe she's flipping. We've talked about time and time. Maybe the scam. Sam has evolved into where they just want to get her married off to me. They still want something from me.
But I still also think it's an emotional connection that gets her jazzed every day, even though she's trying to scam you.
Yeah.
And the same emotional connection you're going through trying to get...
Joe, we're just two bullshit artists in love.
Or two bullshit artists trying to pass the day with something interesting.
Yeah.
No, because I had more important things I could be doing.
Yeah.
I like talking to her. I would talk to her when I was watching my kid do karate. I was talking to her while I was working. I was talking to her while gigs were getting canceled. I was talking to her while roasts were getting rid. I like talking to her. She made me laugh.
Yeah.
That wasn't always the case where I liked talking to her.
And she might be like talking to you while she's dealing with other scammers.
Sure.
Taking a break talking to you. So it's emotional connection on
each
end.
And like
end.
I said, every time where it gets a little too lovey-dovey, I club her in the back of the head. Just so she...
like a real relationship. Into your cave.
Yeah, exactly. Like a real relationship.
Yeah.
All right. So she goes, so I asked her what she does all day. She goes, I get Kasha ready for school in the morning. I send her to school, and then I get back. I go to Granny's to check up on her, and I help her with her things if she needs anything. That takes me into the afternoon, get home, and sew if I have someone's clothes to sew. I go, is sewing how you make your money? She goes, I pick her from school, and depending on whether I have finished helping Granny, we go home. If not, we stay a little while at Granny's before we leave for home, and that's in the evening. I go, you're a good granddaughter. And then she goes, yeah, well, yeah, this is about making the money. She goes, well, yeah, but since I have not finished learning, I can't design very well, but I'll do my best, and so with the little I know. Sounds honest to me. Oh, and then she responds, thanks, and caps the good granddaughter thing. That's kind of weird if you're a dude. I go, well, I can't wait to get my favorite socks. She goes, tell me what you do all day. I go, fantasize about you, of course. She goes, is that what you do all day? I go, can you think of a better activity for me? She goes, writing your book, I guess. I go, better than dreaming of you?
I'm sure the bank wishes you'd pick something else up.
Good point. I didn't think of that. Good point, Joe. Why isn't this stupid working? work. Fantasizing's fun, but you need to get a job.
Yeah. Yes, please encourage him to get some kind of gainful employment with you.
The bank is thrilled.
I go, better than dreaming of you? She goes, of course not. I go, so we agree. Dreaming of you is the best usage of my time. She goes, dream of me writing jokes and writing your book. I go, I spend most of my days working in comedy, getting work and stuff like that. She goes, how do you get your work? I go, emails, phone calls, blowjobs. So I was telling the truth.
Yeah. Mm.
She goes, which people normally contact you? I go, various comedy agencies. So curious you are today. Are you planning on booking me a tour of Ghana?
She goes, Need an opener?
What?
Need an opener?
You'll come. Okay. Trucker Tom will cross an ocean to see it.
Good deal.
More gain, I'll eat some Ghanaian food as punishment.
Make it a company trip.
I'll get a migraine and have to stay home.
Exactly.
We'll make it a company trip. All right.
She goes, are you willing to come? She goes, I can't pay you, though. I go, if I come to Ghana for you, then it will be because I know you are who you are and I completely trust you. If I come to Ghana to work, then I would probably make time to see you if we remain friends. She goes, okay, I get you. So do you think I'll be coming back to Ghana for you? Coming back to Ghana for you, or will you just be a visit as part of a comedy tour?
Yeah, not nice when you catch yourself like that and you go, I'm coming back to Ghana because that's the story.
Yep. She goes, you will be coming here for me and we'll have our own tour together.
Oh.
I go, okay, well then I guess you are finally ready to have a relationship built on trust and love and honesty. She goes, I've always been ready. I go, sadly, that's not true.
Sadly, that's not true.
I go. She goes, I guess that's what you think, but I have been ready. I go, Belinda, if you were ready, you would not lie to me. You would not keep things from me. This is not for now, though. We will talk about it on video chat. From there, we can decide together if we wish to be a couple, be friends, or just go on without each other. She goes, okay, that's fine by me, but I know we are one day going to be a couple. I go, are you there? And then she goes, how do you know that? I go, how do you know that? She goes, I guess we will find that out when we video chat. I go, that is much different than we will be a couple. She goes, I mean we will discuss on video chat our relationship leading to be a couple. I go, okay. I go, why do you want to be with me so badly?
Oh.
And then she goes, what time do you normally sleep?
What?
But then she goes,
because of your insomnia, my darling.
Well, Tommy Lam is helping me. Then she goes, let's just say I want to be with you. I go, that is a weird question. Why do you ask? And I go, I know you do, but why do you? She goes, just to know because you work hard about the sleeping.
Yeah.
I go, depends on whether I'm coming home from comedy shows or night. It varies. And then she goes, because I've grown fond of you and I've come to love you. What time do you come back from comedy shows? I go, sometimes midnight, sometimes 2 a.m. It really varies. I go, you said you loved me as soon as you met me. That could not be love you felt way back then.
Mm.
She goes, that was like I felt back then, I guess. I go, maybe you do not know what love is. She goes, maybe, but I am sure I do know what it is. I go, so what does love mean to you? She goes, hun, please let's continue tomorrow, because I'm really tired and I have to wake up early and Kasha has a PTA tomorrow, which I have to attend. I go, okay, that came out of nowhere.
Back up against the wall.
Yeah.
Back up against the wall.
I go, that came out of nowhere, but I will not sleep, but I will not keep those who do not wish to be kept. Have your family contact me if you want me to write something for you. She goes, it's like you're upset. I go, not upset. You just have a habit of having to go when things get to be too deep. She goes, it's not like that, but I had a tough day and I'm really tired.
It is like that.
It is exactly like that.
I go, okay, go get your rest. Tomorrow's a new day. I have to get out of here soon anyway, sweet dream. She goes, where will you be going? Cap locks. I go to fight crime. What?
As a matter of fact, they're like, what? That's a weird...
The same way I said about my penis in the post office.
Yeah, you know what? Now I'm thinking, I'm like, why is that outrageous? The man had his dick out in a post office.
For children to enjoy.
But meanwhile, the fact he might put on a Kate and Five crying is outrageous. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, we are dopes, aren't we?
Yeah, I know.
She goes, how is that? I go, I am a superhero. Only you know my secret identity. Promise not to tell? She goes, okay, I won't tell. I go, thank you. It will be our secret. She goes, good night and take care. Bye. Love you. I go, good night, doll. Sweet dreams and a fantastic tomorrow.
Dude, please tell me you're going the superhero route. Please, please tell me you're going there.
Well, maybe I have magic socks that give me my superpowers. You don't know what I have in store. Nobody knows.
Oh, I hope you're saving people's lives and fighting
God.
Crime.
Make her make your cape.
Funny.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, to hell with the socks. Yeah.
Yes. Could you make me a cape?
But I think I redeemed myself again, though, with the people that I fell in love once again. You know what love is? Funny. You said it on day one.
That was really good calling her out on that.
And then she got her back up against the wall. Now,
I need to talk to management about
right
this.
Right now, and also what we've found out in previous shows is the scammers have a thing where if they're questioned on something, they suddenly got to go. The laundry's done or whatever. They got. And this is a case where you said, well, why do you love me? Give me reasons. Well, oh, Jesus Christ, look at the time. You know, so and that's another. See, like I say, my whole opinion on this is there's so many turns and twists where you could get sucked in, you know, and then you go, well, maybe. And then you get to a point where it comes up to where he asked her, well, why do you love me? And suddenly time's done.
Yeah.
And that brings everything back to the thing that they're full of crap, they're up to something, right. Blah, blah, blah,
it
blah.
Certainly does sway back and forth.
It certainly does.
It does.
But that, I mean, that's a really good point.
Just remember, there's only one puppet master. The question is, who's the puppet master? Am I her puppet or is she mine? That's the question.
No, in this case, you know what? I didn't know where you were going with that statement, but in this case, I think there's more than one puppet master.
No. There can only be one who ultimately is in control. Because if she's the puppet master, if she's the ultimate puppet master, I'm in love. And there's money being sent.
Oh, right.
If I'm the puppet master, she ain't getting a dime, and I'm going to grill that bitch.
Right now,
she thinks she is.
Now we talked about emotionally involved when she said, well, I have to go right now. How did you feel emotionally about that? That she couldn't answer that on an emotional level.
Yeah, did it bother you?
That she
you?
Couldn't rattle off. I mean, you love somebody. Why do you love me?
I love you because of this. I'm not in love with her.
You've got feelings with her.
Okay. I like her as a friend, a pal.
All right, a friend. But even if a friend, you know, and let's say you ask me, we're pals. And you ask me, well, what do you think of me about this and this? And I'm like, well,
I wouldn't ask you. It might hurt. Be hurtful.
Right. That's my point. Where I'll have to get back to you and let me know.
Listen, this is
a little hurt on emotional side that somebody couldn't rattle off something, even one or two things on a simple question.
It's frustrating, but we've been down this road many times.
Well, I mean, she seems to.
She might not be good expressing herself.
No, she doesn't seem to be very good expressing herself in emotional terms. But I don't know if that's because the feelings aren't there or because she just isn't able to.
Remember, most men are not as open as I am.
But you're special. You're special.
But Joe,
you make me feel happy. Well, what else? Well, I you know.
But Joe,
at least you mentioned
isolate
two
that.
Things.
You're special.
I am special. Devil's advocate, though. If you come from a culture where women are treated like crap, these things are probably not talked about so openly. So maybe you don't know how to respond. Again, the devil's advocate.
But you want to know something? If you're in a culture and that's the case, but you're so involved with somebody where maybe you're breaking some of the boundaries. And somebody asks you a question, you can answer
at least one thing.
I think the
biggest problem is that she really didn't have an answer for when I said, well, you said you fell in love with me on day one.
Yeah.
That's really, it's like, come on, dude, give it up.
Come on, dude.
Get management together. All right, well, we know that was a bunch of crap.
Well, yeah. Well, that one, it's like, I'm going to go.
Yeah. That was really good. But you know what was really the best part was when you pointed out, and the chat is right there with you, Joe, they're all like, yeah, I agree with Joe, that it's just like, why couldn't she just answer that for a second, you know? Like,
just one
little thing, or throw you a bone instead of, like, you ask this very emotional, personal thing, and then it's, gotta go. You know, I mean, it was so rapid.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Listen, there's a PTA meeting the next day. Been a long day. Gotta get some rest.
PTA? Do they have PTAs there?
Well, I don't know. On my last field trip to Ghana.
But, I mean, I thought that was really interesting when all of a sudden she pulled out the term PTA.
I'm sure they have parents and kids. It's possible.
I just thought it was interesting. It's like they use the same phrase.
This might be a family business. It might be a family business. Maybe she's there helping out. And they got the kids and stuff like that.
She's
maybe
the weekend help.
Well, no weekend help, but part of the family. She's a sister, and she's got a kid, and this, that, and she's helping out with the family scamming business. It sounds silly the way I'm saying it, but it could be true.
No, it's a franchise.
Where you know, yeah, she does. You know, well, I do have a kid. And the damn PTA meeting is tomorrow, and I gotta go, even though I'm here with my scamming family. But you know, we still got stuff outside the job. The kid's got a PTA meeting. I gotta meet there with the teacher. You know,
we don't know. We're just gonna have to tune in next week.
Ah!
That's what's going to happen. Going to have to tune in next week, kids. What's going to happen between me and Belinda? What's going to happen with Mavis? Is she going to walk? Is my questioning of Belinda going to trickle into Mavis? Have I jeopardized? Is this the wrong time to question Belinda when I'm trying to get Mavis on the line?
These other questions will be answered.
Yeah, but not answering it now, John.
Well, I know, but also...
But you're going to answer it now.
No, I'm not answering the question. I'm posing another one. How more further is Mavis going to backpedal on a video chat?
Well, everybody seems to be backpedaling from me like I ate garlic.
Did you?
But I think I redeemed myself with those who doubt me in the pen a little bit, because once again, when push came to shove, let me backslap you, bitch.
Well, I think that there's an emotional tie, as Morgane's saying, but I'm thinking that Joe's right. You do keep pushing her away by asking difficult questions, so you wouldn't be doing that if you were that. Like, if we had to worry about you. Then you wouldn't be willing to do that.
You know I got an angle. She's like, she thinks my mind is so mind-screwed over this whole situation.
Yeah.
That's why I still have the doubts.
Yeah.
My angle is to find out as much information as possible, keep this going as long as possible, entertain as many people as possible, and see who is behind that mask.
Yeah.
That's my angle. She's got her angle, too. But you know what? We might wind up married. Who knows? Never. Got to tune in next week. Could be a big wedding. Everybody's invited.
Awesome. Bring,
I don't need socks. I have those.
How about a cape?
There'll be no roasting.
There'll be no what?
Roasting.
Yes. All right. Let's thank some people. Let's thank some people for letting us do this. We'd like to thank Success Martial Arts. They are great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect to do together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Also, school is back in session, so make sure you talk to them about their after-school program. Of course, we were talking about Success Martial Arts in Chester, New York. If you're going there and driving through, be slow. Take your time.
Please. Make sure you stop fully at the sign and some dumb cop isn't peering at you.
But if you're wearing your gi, maybe they let you go because they know you're a dangerous individual. If you want to learn more, you go to smacenters.com, smacenters.com, or you call 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100.
Good food.
awesome food. Of course, you can also go to francescos-restaurant.com, and we do have another great comedy show coming up in a few weeks, so you definitely want to call them at 973-925-1100. Ask them about that. The dinner show combo is great. We have Pete Michaels headlining, very funny ventriloquist. You're going to enjoy that. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli of Chester, New York, brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premise for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. That's true. I hate when I go on the road and I get the frozen bagels. I crave the Goldberg's. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagel and Kosher Style Deli offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which I never heard of before, but it sounds awesome, which is potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy.
Oh, I don't know.
That sounds awesome.
What is that? Which one? What is that again?
That is the Zombie, which is great for Halloween.
Potato basket and brisket.
A potato latke.
Yeah.
Brisket, fresh gravy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm down.
Oh, that sounds good. We might have to make a field trip.
Oh.
I think we do.
Another one of their daily specials.
Show some love.
Is the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut.
Oh, you're breaking my heart.
That sounds really good.
You're breaking my heart.
When he's telling me this, I'm like, why haven't you told me about
this
sooner?
Why didn't
he tell us about this? You're
breaking
my heart.
And
they have different
specials.
Are they
open now? I think we need to get them
to open. No, they close at 6.
Damn it.
But here's the thing. Goldberg's, if you want lunch, breakfast, or dinner, they got you covered. It's bagels. It's kosher-style deli. It's great specials. It's an eat-in dining room. They are open from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and then they're open at 6 a.m. on the weekends. You want to check them out at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. And, of course, if you are a veteran or a fan of our show, mention that you get 10% off. Luca Trattoria and Pizzeria. Luca Trattoria and Pizzeria, located in the ShopRite Plaza in Warwick, New York, offers the best pizza and Italian food in the Lower Hudson Valley. All of their food is made with the freshest ingredients by hand. Luca Trattoria is a place to go, whether you want to slice or have them cater your next special event. Give them a call at 845-986-2002 or find out about their weekly gourmet specials on their website at lucapizzawarwick.com. And make sure you mention Davin's Inn for a free fountain soda to go. And don't forget to join the Luca's VIP mobile club. Just text the words Luca Pizza to 72727, and you receive special offers and discounts, and it's legit, not like Facebook. And you can also be involved in special drawings. Also, Size Putting Productions, my company. You know, the holiday season, you need Santa Claus. We got the Santa Claus for you. Ho, ho, hilarious.
Ho, ho, hilarious.
Ho, ho, hilarious.
Ho, ho, hilarious.
Comedians, DJs, celebrity impersonators, we got you covered. Ho, check hilarious. Us out, sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com, number 551-404-3094. Pip, where can people hear this?
They can hear us live at hawkradio.net, Wicked Radio, WKAD, Clutch and Wiggle, cyannetradio.com. TalkSuperStation.com, MacDaddyRadio.com, and TheIndieAuthority.com. You can download our previous shows on DavidComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, PodAlmighty.com,
PodAlmighty,
Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, and iHeartRadio. Joe?
By the way, Tori Phoenix just chimed in. She goes, socks suck. Anyway.
And we'll go for the cape. With that, the Carrie Edelman Show, unique and different by incorporating guests' past and present experiences. The Carrie Edelman Show interviews, explores, and delves into the lives of some of the most fascinating and interesting musicians, comedians, writers in the entertainment industry today. Check out her show live Monday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or listen live or check out past shows. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Carrie Edelman. The Watson and Watson Show. Yes, the Watson and Watson Show was born from a labor of love, or should we say constant disagreement. Judy and Johnny Watson, a.k.a. mother and son, are constantly battling each other on different issues of life, from politics to sports to proper parenting, or in an Italian family turns discussing passionately about it. If you like a radio show that is entertaining, funny, passionate, and you can have basically the whole family enjoy it, tune in. You won't be disappointed. If anything, after listening to these two, you'll realize your family isn't that bad after all. Every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard on WatsonandWatson.com.
Joe, where are you gigging this week?
I will be at Uncle Vinny's Friday and Saturday. Actually, it's going to be two places. I'm going to be in one place on Tom's River on Saturday, and then I'm going to Uncle Vinny's. That'll be posted on my website, my Facebook page, Joe Curry or Joe Curry Nation. Friday show will be at 10 o'clock at Uncle Vinny's. I'll be doing the 10:45 at Uncle Vinny's. For reservations, 1-877-UNCLE-VIN.
All right. This Friday and Saturday, I will be performing at Catch a Rising Star in Princeton, New Jersey.
Nice.
Thank you. For tickets, call 609-987-8018. 609-987-8018. Go to catcharisingstar.com. If you're in Jersey, come check me out. Also, this Saturday, Sidesplitting Productions presents live comedy in Oak Ridge, New Jersey at Casa Bianca. Great place. Great food.
Starring
Rob Falcone of The Sopranos. So between me and Joe, if you were in the Jersey area, there is no reason why you are not checking out some live comedy this week.
That's right.
Yep.
Next week, we interview anti-Semitic Elmo. I look forward to that. Anytime you get an anti-Semitic Muppet, you have to be excited.
Oh, Lord, help us all. So going to hell.
We definitely want to thank the great Tommy Lama.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
Did a great job. We definitely want you to check out his website, TommyLama.com. Check him out where he's going to be. Also next week, major scammery stuff. Working on a major investigative report interview type thing. Also, I got the stuff going on with Belinda. Fingers crossed. Mavis. Got some big stuff coming up for you guys. Working a whole lot of things. But until then, if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us, you tell
no one.
Either way, keep on listening.
Good night.
Good night.